And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Blue Monday, how are you, Blue Monday? Got to work, flag a sleeve on deep.
All right, welcome to The Savage Nation. Now, every once in a while, a story comes along that shakes you to your core, and you have to ask yourself whether to cover the story or not. And I've evaluated whether or not to cover the story I'm about to cover for reasons which will soon become obvious. The core audience of my show, so far as I can tell, are obviously conservatives. Many religious conservatives, both Christian and Jewish, listen to this show religiously. And what I'm about to talk about will alienate one of this core audience to their core. But I evaluated whether to deal with this or not, and I'll tell you something. If I'm going to take on truth wherever it leads me, then I have to take on this topic. Here is the headline, and I'll let you be the judge as to whether I should even cover it or not. I was shocked to read this morning. Two infants contract herpes following circumcision. One tests positive for HIV. Now, this was not normal circumcision done in a hospital, as is done on millions of men without their consent, by the way. We are talking about herpes and HIV transmitted to little babies, infants, as a matter of fact, amongst the city's, New York City's, ultra-Orthodox Jewish community. Both of these cases were circumcised in a Jewish ritual, and I want you to understand I'm reading this to you. I almost throw up when I read it to you. Both of these babies were circumcised in the Jewish ritual known as whatever, whereby the practitioner or so-called mohel places his mouth around the baby's penis to suck the blood to cleanse the wound. Now, I'm not reading this for shock value. I'm reading it because I'm sickened by this barbarism. One of the little babies developed a fever and lesion on his scrotum a week after the ceremony, the New York City Health Department said. Although New York City now requires parents to sign a written consent form acknowledging the health risks of this practice, none of the parents of the two boys signed the form, said the Deputy Commissioner for Disease Control at the New York City Department of Health and Mental Hygiene. He said it was too early to tell if the babies would suffer long-term health consequences from the infection. Did you hear what I just said to you? Since the year 2000, the New York City has required parents to sign a consent form before this ritual can be performed on their babies, because since 2000, there are known to be 13 cases of herpes, with two resulting in brain damage and two others in death to the babies. Neonatal herpes can cause death or serious disability among infants. Dr. William Schaffner, the chair of preventative medicine at Vanderbilt University, told media there is no safe way to practice the ritual. These terrible infections are completely preventable, said the doctor. They should not occur in the 21st century with our scientific knowledge. Now, here comes the punchline. Some Orthodox rabbis defend the longstanding practice as one performed tens of thousands of times per year around the world, with the safety of the child of paramount concern. Last year, when New York City enacted the informed consent law, Rabbi David Niederman, executive director of the Hasidic United Jewish Organization of Williamsburg, told this to ABC News. This is the government forcing a rabbi practicing a religious ritual to tell his congregants it could hurt the child. He went on, he said, if God forbid there was a danger, we would be the first to stop the practice. Jewish Week reported earlier in the week that one of the mothers was not identified, denied receiving a consent form to sign. So let me start from the top. After undergoing an Orthodox circumcision ritual, two infant boys have contracted herpes, with one of the little babies testing positive for HIV-1, the New York City Department of Health said yesterday. In this practice, the baby is confronted by a so-called mohel who places his mouth around the baby's penis to quote, cleanse the wound and suck away blood, according to MedicalDaily.com. A week after the ceremony, one of the boys developed a fever and a lesion on his scrotum, etc. So I have a question for you. Should this barbaric practice be banned by law? I didn't say ban circumcision. That is an entirely separate question. To the Jewish people, this is a covenant with God. Circumcision is practiced amongst people who are Jewish and non-Jewish. And it is done, if it's done surgically, there is no physical, there is no known physical harm from circumcision. I will not discuss the psychological issues of circumcision upon an infant who has no knowledge of what is being done to the infant. That's a separate discussion, which I'd rather not get into right now. But I'm asking you another question, which is very logical. As a trained scientist, I have to ask this question. Remember how outraged the world was when we learned that there were Muslims in this country practicing female genital mutilation? Do you remember the uproar over that? We said, barbaric! We cannot permit these immigrants to do this to women. And because of the outcry, female genital mutilation was outlawed in the Western world. It's still practiced in Africa, where people are living in about the first century. Should this male genital mutilation be permitted to be practiced in America in the year 2013? I'm asking a simple question. If you can't even answer a question like this, what does that make you? I am demanding that you answer this question. I am demanding an answer from the Orthodox Jewish community, in particular, by the way. I am demanding an answer. I want someone to defend this barbaric ritual. I did not say circumcision. That's a separate issue. I am talking about genital mutilation of babies in this Orthodox Jewish practice where the so-called mohel places his mouth around the baby's penis to so-called suck the blood to cleanse the wound. What person living in this age can accept that ceremony as valid? To me, genital mutilation of children should be abhorrent to all people. Adult men putting their filthy mouths around the freshly mutilated penises of baby boys is an indication of illness as far as I am concerned. Thankfully, many Jewish people are now discussing and speaking out against it. I frankly never heard about it until recently. I never knew this was done. I almost threw up when I read this, to be frank with you. New York City permits this. They don't permit female genital mutilation with Muslims. I'd like to know why these child abusers, these so-called mohels who do this, are not being dragged into court and charged with sexual battery and aggravated battery. Up to me, I was the mayor, I wouldn't ban soda, I wouldn't ban salt, I wouldn't ban fat, I'd ban the mutilation of babies' penises in this manner. Can anyone defend such a barbaric and perverted custom? You can call the show, 855-400-7282. How is this possible? The rabbi says if God forbid there was a danger, we would be the first to stop the practice. Well, there's cases of herpes and AIDS. Rabbi, what's the matter? You didn't read it in your local newspaper, Rabbi? Because you didn't read it, it didn't happen, Rabbi? I never saw anything like this. It's disgusting that this practice is not halted immediately and the perpetrator is jailed. Signing a paper that says your child could die from an unnecessary barbaric ritual is not enough for me. Now, I understand that there are people who want the covenant with God, and they believe that this is a necessary covenant with God. And I believe that you can practice circumcision in a hospital setting, although we can discuss that unto itself, by the way, as to whether or not you believe that should be permitted altogether. In that, you know, you want to go down that road, that's a whole separate discussion, incidentally. See, no one in the world of radio will discuss this, ever. It's impossible to believe that anybody in radio would ever discuss this on a talk show. For you remember what I just said to you at the beginning of this show? I've been talking now for only about 9 minutes. I told you every once in a while a story comes along which shakes you to your core. And then you ask yourself, should I cover the story or not cover the story? I then said to you that one core element of my audience are religious people, Jewish and Christian alike. They listen to me because I often quote the Bible. They listen to me because I often cite family values. They listen to me because I support traditional family structures. But they wouldn't expect me to be talking about this type of barbarism, this type of ritual, in this manner. They would say, hush, hush, my darling, don't say it because, oh, people are liable to think bad things about Orthodox Jews. So I said to myself, well, I know some Orthodox Jews, and they're very nice people. They're very nice people. They're very religious people. They're very family-oriented. They're not all saints. Plenty of these Satmars were arrested last week, the biggest crooks on the planet. Remember that little story out of the New York Times, in the New York City area, one of the chief bugaboos with the far hat up there in Munsey Park, living in a mansion, liked his brandy and cigars, took a $300 million loan from Citibank to develop shopping centers, defaulted on it. That one then went to politicians. Yeah, and he quoted the Bible. Plenty of corruption. Read The Red and the Black, one of the French novels of the 19th century. Read The Red and the Black to understand what I'm saying to you. Oh, I've met some wonderful people, both religious and non-religious. I've met some miserable, horrible people wearing the garb. Some of the worst people I ever met on the planet wear the garb. And it's not limited to any religion, as you well know. Oh, no, you don't have to wear the black hat to step on a pregnant woman's foot because she's not Jewish as you get off an airplane. You can also talk about the Christian scandals with the garb, what they do to boys, a lot of them. That's also, we well know that one, the suing of the church. They almost busted the ruined the church because a small percentage of priests are pedophiles, right? So we understand it occurs that there's good and bad in all religions. We understand that. But I feel obligated to talk about this for a number of reasons, some of which I feel I will tell you and some of which I will not tell you. I believe this is a practice that must be stopped yesterday. And I believe I don't care how many rabbis get up and scream anti-Semitism. It doesn't matter to me because the imams also said the same thing. The imams in the Muslim faith said, no, this is our ritual. How dare you in your dirty, filthy, secular American world where we love the welfare, how dare you tell us how to treat our daughters? We're not going to listen to you. Well, nevertheless, female genital mutilation was stopped, thank God. Do you hear what I'm telling to you? Did you hear a word of what Michael Savage just said? I don't care if you've listened to radio from 5 o'clock this morning until now, anywhere in America. I don't care if you watched every television show. You have not heard anyone discuss this today. You've not heard anyone talk as passionately about this today, yesterday, nor tomorrow. It will never be covered again by anybody in radio except me. Because I have a mission on this radio program. And my mission is very clear. And that's for you to figure out what it is. HIV is not a long-term consequence. New York City doesn't ban this. Why? I think this practice of Balpes should be banned. I believe that male circumcision should be permitted, but it should be permitted in a hospital under medical conditions, period, end of story. No other way. No throwbacks from the old world with a rusty knife. No one with a bread knife from the Bronx. I'm sick of this. And you know what you're going to hear now. I'll be attacked from today until the end of my life by all the people who never said a good word about me. They'll come after me like with talons now. No one complained when female circumcision was made illegal, even though Muslims considered it their religious right of duty to cut their daughters. Now, not all Muslims. Modern Muslims who live in the modern world don't do it. We're talking about the immigrants who came here who were stuck in the first century. Oh, and they still do it with stones to their daughters and with sharp rocks in Africa. It is illegal to cut off a girl's prepuce, even to make any incision on a girl's genitals, even if no tissue is removed. Even a pinprick of a girl's genitals is now banned in America. Why are boys not getting the same protection? Why? Tell me why. Tell me why boys are not afforded the same protection. Now, you know what's going to happen. Can you imagine if the Catholic Church had a ritual such as this? What if you read that this was a ritual in the Catholic Church? Do you think it would be going on? It's the Savage Nation. I invite your conversation on this topic only right now. 855-400-7282. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hi, this is Dick Morris. Obamacare is taking full effect this year with over 15,000 pages of regulations. You need to know how this law affects you. That's why you should get your copy of Obamacare Survival Guide. It's easy to read and the best guide to the new law. Even if you're currently insured or a senior on Medicare or a business owner, a medical profession, or really any citizen, you need the Obamacare Survival Guide. In it, you'll find about hidden taxes, fees, and fines, including a 40% tax on some health plans. I warned you about Obamacare, its rationing, Medicare cuts, and will trigger doctor shortages. Now the Obamacare Survival Guide gives you the simple steps to protect your family. So get the Obamacare Survival Guide at bookstores everywhere. It's already a number one Amazon bestseller. Or get our special $4.95 offer and save $15 today by going to Obamacare911.com. Obamacare911.com. That's Obamacare911.com.
They're raiding banks in Europe right now and stealing savings, all right? I see both stocks in the dollar are teetering at artificial highs. Of course, they could rise higher on hopes and paper dreams. Meanwhile, gold and silver, they're at bargain prices. Well, what are you going to do? Savage says buy gold low and sell stocks high and ignore stock market cheerleaders. But before you do anything, I want you to call my trusted friends at Swiss America. Ask for the Savage Simple Truth CD. It's free. This confidential interview has information, facts, figures, and a simple strategy from Swiss America Chairman Craig Smith that is so controversial, my network refused to air it. Well, you can hear it by calling 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUY-COIN and request the Savage Simple Truth CD. It's free. Craig has a real gift for boiling down confusing economic news into the simple truth, which you need right now before the next crisis and panic attack launches this year. Do it now. Call 800-289-2646. What do you got to lose? Call 800-BUY-COIN.
KSFO traffic in San Francisco now. Southbound 101, the connector to southbound 280. There's a two-car accident pulled over to the right-hand shoulder. Traffic, though, on southbound 280 is slow out to Monterey. There's also an accident with some injuries involved. This is Highway 101 southbound before Howard Street in San Francisco. Expect delays there. And wind advisories are still in effect for the Bay, Dumbarton, Benicia, Carquinez, and Richmond-San Rafael bridges. I'm Carolyn Burns on Talk 560 KSFO.
My bond with California centers on family. We've laughed and loved here, and we've worked hard together, too. As I look back, my memories play out with this state as the stage.
California bonds give you the chance to invest at home, to strengthen the state for future generations. Now you have a chance to be part of this legacy by investing in our state, which is issuing about $2 billion of tax-exempt bonds. During an early order period, you'll have first pick of bonds and available maturities before the large institutions, and you won't have to pay an upfront sales commission. Visit buycaliforniabonds.com or contact your broker today, because this special presale ends April 10th.
My bond with California means my family will continue to create memories together long into the future.
Visit buycaliforniabonds.com.
This ad is provided by the California State Treasurer's Office. This ad is not an offer to sell nor a solicitation of an offer to buy bonds. Bonds may only be purchased through a broker and an official statement.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Donate your vehicle and you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
Call now, 800-460-3580. 800-460-3580.
It's an exciting time to be a golfer. The next generation of drivers has arrived at Golfsmith. and they're all about adjustability. From loft to shot shape to face angle, your new driver can be tuned just for you. It can also be a bit overwhelming. Thankfully, there's Golfsmith. Their experts can help any golfer adjust the latest drivers to fit their best game, all at the guaranteed lowest price. Come into Golfsmith today.
On the next morning show, immigration, gun control, and how liberalism has become the new state religion. 5 to 9 a.m. KSFO.
Extra, extra, hear all about it. Two infants contract herpes following Jewish Orthodox circumcision, with one infant testing positive for HSV. HSV is the herpes simplex virus 1. What is this ritual? It's known as metzitza, bepeh, whatever, whereby the so-called mohel, I'm sorry to tell you, I know it's very nauseating to say this, to believe this goes on, the so-called Jewish ritual circumciser actually places his mouth around the baby's penis to suck the blood to so-called cleanse the wound. Now, female genital mutilation was outlawed because we were all shocked to hear about it. That barbaric religious practice was thrown out because common sense and hygiene trumped it. Why not here? Palm Coast, Florida, Ben, tell me why. Tell me why this shouldn't be banned.
I just feel like it honestly shouldn't be banned because, number one, religion is a freedom. And I'm not 100% sure how far back this practice goes, but regardless, if it has some place in their religion, and I'm not trying to throw out regulations and things like that, but I mean, if there's a way where you could make it safer, I'm not saying that 100%.
Wait, Ben, let's hold it. You made a position. You said because it's in the religious practice, you can't ban it. So how did they ban female genital mutilation amongst Muslims if it was in their religion?
Because enough people came forward and said that they didn't agree with it.
All right, so that's what I'm trying to do, is I want enough people to come forward and say enough is enough. Stop this barbarism now. Save the boys from this barbaric practice. Okay? I'm taking a position. Am I right or wrong?
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
KSFO traffic. First off, an update on BART. Still a major delay at Bayfair on the Fremont line in the Dublin, Pleasanton, Fremont, and Daly City directions. This is still due to an equipment problem that's on the track. They're still working to fix that. Giants fans trying to get into the city for the game tonight. Traffic slow on the upper deck of the Bay Bridge from the incline. It continues all the way across the span into the city and to the Central Freeway split there. Also in San Francisco, southbound 101, the connector to southbound 280. It is a two-car accident pulled over to the right-hand shoulder. Traffic on southbound 280 is slow on out to Monterey. We also do have an accident with some injuries involved here. 101 southbound before Howard Street in San Francisco. Some delays in that area. And we still have wind advisories in effect for the Bay, Dumbarton, Benicia, Carquinez, and the Richmond-San Rafael bridges. So take it slow. I'm Carolyn Burns, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Thanks for coming into the bank, Mr. Jones. I prepared an estimate of our fees and closing costs to refinance your mortgage.
What? $6,000? That's a lot of money.
Yes, but think about how lucky you are to get a mortgage from a big bank that's been around 150 years.
Don't pay your bank thousands of dollars in fees and closing costs to refinance your mortgage. Call Cash Call at 866-590-CASH. Get a 2.5% rate and APR fixed for 15 years with no fees and no closing costs of any kind without raising your loan balance. Don't be a dummy. Save your money. Make the Cash Call now to 866-590-CASH. That's 866-590-CASH or go to cashcall.com. Call 866-590-CASH. Cash Call Inc. Equal Housing Lender. Credit and income requirements apply. Call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. Rates may change without notice. Department of Corporation's California Finance Lenders Law License Number 603-8780 and MLS Number 38512.
Every now and then, a great offer comes around that's just hard to believe. I'm Larry Green, CEO of System Pavers, and I want to share with you an easy way to brighten up your world. With every new System Pavers project for completion by April 30th, we'll throw in absolutely free $1,500 of our amazing energy-efficient LED landscape lighting, which will magically light up and complement your yard. Love your home again with beautiful outdoor living spaces by System Pavers. Driveways, patios, pool decks, fire pits and fireplaces, custom built-in barbecue islands, pizza ovens, water features, pergolas, and year-round green turf. And if you call right now at 877-PAVE-002, you'll get your landscape lighting, a $1,500 value, absolutely free. Don't wait for the lights to go out on this amazing offer. Call now, 877-PAVE-002, 877-PAVE-002, or systempavers.com.
Free lighting subject to minimum size project or with your good credit. Pay no interest for 18 months.
This is the actual voice of someone who reported software piracy. What steps did you take?
Well, the first thing I did in my particular case was to report it to the management of the company. I went to them directly. And then when they failed to act, I contacted the BSA, went to their website, reviewed everything, and then made a confidential report.
If your company copies software illegally, report it confidentially to BSA, the Software Alliance, and you may be eligible for a cash reward. Go online and input nopiracy.org or call 1-888-NO-PIRACY.
With over a million products, Grainger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands. Like GE, Grainger is America's largest industrial distributor of GE lighting products, including LEDs, which use up to 80% less energy. The brands you want, the products you need, the good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. So call, visit a branch, or click Grainger.com/GE Lighting today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
On the next morning show, immigration, gun control, and how liberalism has become the new state religion. 5 to 9 a.m. KSFO.
Well, I can't keep summarizing what I'm talking about every time after a break, but I'll summarize it one more time in this hour. MedicalDaily.com, Fox News reported the two infants contracted herpes following circumcision. Herpes now, with one testing positive for HSV, which is herpes simplex virus 1. Not in any circumcision, but in a certain type amongst the ultra-Orthodox, where the circumciser or mohel places his mouth around the baby's penis, allegedly to suck the blood to cleanse the wound. I'm nauseated even telling you the story, but I feel obligated to tell you the story. If I could tell you what foods that I think you should avoid, then I could tell you what practices I think you ought to avoid. That's number one. Number two, female genital mutilation was outlawed amongst Muslims because it was so horrendous that common sense overrode this throwback practice in America and in Western Europe. They banned it. It was such an outcry. It reached the UN. This should reach the UN. Should I cover this topic at all? Or should I go hush, hush, my darling? What should I hear? It's not good for the Jews for me to talk about this? What, am I in a cult? I'm not allowed to talk about this? Why? I'm a scientist by training. I'll talk about anything I damn well please talk about. Dave in Hartford, Connecticut, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Yeah, Mike, I tell you, this is why I love you. You're right. My kid is circumcised. I'm circumcised. My father's circumcised. But it was done in a freaking hospital. It's not done, like you said, by... I don't know.
All right, but here, look, I saw the article. I got sick reading it because to me, I know it's mutilating. It's so there's something demented about letting a man do that to a baby to begin with. That's the essence of it. Forget about the herpes. Do you think this is a sane thing to do to a boy, that the first touch he has of his penis is of a man, an old man, an old man doing this to him?
Absolutely not. No. No. It's
now, think about, you want to, what psychological damage does this do to an infant? That his memory, his first memory associated with his genitals is that of an old man with a beard doing this to him. Tell me what damage that does to a child's mind.
I don't know. I mean, I
don't know. No one studied it because no one would dare even discuss that. It can't be good for the child, can it?
No.
Can it be good for the infant to have that memory? Explain how it'd be good for the infant. Let's start with the positive. WABC New York, Aaron, your opinion. Go ahead, please.
Yeah. First of all, they said that he had herpes, right? Now, they did not prove that it came from the practice of Matisse and Pet. That's number one. Number two.
Wait, hold on. Just because you said that doesn't mean you're right. Okay. This has been going on since the year 2000. Where at least 13 cases of herpes with two incidents since 2000 from this barbaric practice occurred. So much so that the city began requiring parents to sign the consent form because it's become a problem in the Orthodox community, Aaron.
It was actually doctors that opposed this, doctors, not just the guy from New York City Health Department doctor, that doctors that proved that it had nothing to do with the herpes. You can make the research and you'll find out.
Say that again?
There are doctors that proved that it's not the herpes. It did not come from this practice.
Okay, wait. What doctors and where can I read that study?
I don't know, and I will find it.
So therefore, it's made up by you and your friends in order to justify this practice.
No, Michael, it's not. You can go.
No, it's not. I'm a scientist. Give me the evidence. Show me the article. I'll read it.
You didn't either give evidence, right?
What do you mean I didn't give evidence? The New York City Health Department said that there's been at least 13 cases of herpes, with two resulting in brain damage and two others in death, from the rabbi doing this to the infant.
And Rabbi Belsky, okay, from New York, contacted a professional doctor, I mean a very big specialist, and he agreed that it's not true. Okay, so now that's the only thing I remember.
Hold on. I don't know Rabbi Belsky from a wart on my toe. That's number one. Number two, you're saying a doctor like he's God. Unless there's a scientific paper attached to what you are saying, how can we even evaluate the validity of what you are saying?
I know, but you're just saying something from a newspaper, too. You can go.
No, it's not from a newspaper. It was in the Fox News. But if you go to medicaldaily.com, you can find the original studies which show that there have been at least, and I mean at least, 13 known cases of herpes as a result of this since the year 2000 from this ritual. Let me ask you, you're defending the ritual, Aaron. It's a sensitive topic, obviously. Why must it be done this way? Why can't it be done surgically?
Surgically? Okay, because there's our religion. For thousands of years, we did exactly what we were told to do by God.
Oh, well, show me in the Bible where it says an old man shall do this to an infant.
Excuse me, do you ever see the Talmud? Okay.
You're playing Talmudic rabbi with me. Let's deal with the Old Testament. Where in the Old Testament does it say that you should do this to an infant boy with the mouth of a mohel?
Man, now you're playing rabbi with me. You know what I'm saying? This entire Talmud that's
good. Well, I am the rabbi. That's right. This is my program, and on this program, I'm the chief rabbi of Helm. I'm the rabbi of Helm. So in my hand, I have the Holy Scriptures translated into English, which I've quoted thousands of times because I'm a believer in God, and I will find the reference to circumcision, but nowhere in the circumcision reference does it say an old man shall do this to a baby.
Okay, I'm telling you this in the Talmud. But can I go to another point?
No, you can't go to another point, because most people don't know what the Talmud is. So tell everybody what the Talmud is.
Okay, the Talmud is the main guide of the entire ultra-Orthodox community.
All right, but who wrote the Talmud?
It's based on the Talmud.
But who wrote the Talmud?
Who wrote the Talmud? Well, there's two, the Talmud is actually a explanation on the Mishnah, which is an explanation on...
Yes, but the Talmud was written by learned men, meaning rabbis. Is that correct?
Rabbis in Babylon.
Who were interpreting the original Old Testament, meaning the Bible, period. The five books of Moses, so to speak, which my larger audience might be familiar with. We are talking about Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. Those are the holy scriptures that most people on earth who are educated would understand. The Talmud they wouldn't understand, but the Talmud is an explanation of what each sentence means in the Bible. Am I correct in that?
It's a little more than that, because it actually was not an explanation made by man. This was given over to Moses. Okay, we call it.
No, Moses didn't write the Talmud. Moses never wrote the Talmud.
That's right. Moses gave it over, and it was always.
But you're just going over my words. I said Moses did not write the Talmud.
He gave it over in words. And it was,
what do you mean gave it over? Moses dictated the Talmud? Where did that come from?
It's actually a Mishnah.
Now, this is now bordering on fantasy. If you want to believe in it, God bless you. But the Old Testament is allegedly the Word of God. Most people, even Christians, will accept that. The Talmud is an interpretation of the words of God. And that is written by man, not by God. So therefore, if man wrote it, man is fallible. Therefore, some of the interpretations are open to interpretation themselves, Aaron.
No, but actually God gave the interpretation over to Moses, and it was always studied by heart.
Now we're bordering on pure, unadulterated belief rather than reason. There's no reason in what you're stating.
This is not belief. I've been studying this for years. This is it. You can ask anybody.
No, I'm not going to ask anybody. I'm going to go to, a pickle salesman and ask him this? Who should I ask?
Well, you want to talk about the Orthodox community, so you're asking an Orthodox Jew.
Well, that doesn't mean you know everything about Orthodox Judaism, does it? And moreover, Aaron, there are Orthodox Jews who do not practice this form of circumcision. Is that correct?
Actually, it's not correct.
You're telling me there are no modern Orthodox who do not practice this Metzisa Bepa, if I'm mispronouncing it, pardon me?
Yeah. No. What I call Orthodox is, and what real Orthodox is, people that are guided by the Talmud. Now, there are something called
I understand, but there are modern Orthodox people who would consider themselves Jewish, who follow all the laws of God, but they don't do this to their babies.
No, they pick and choose. They are not fully Orthodox. Because Orthodox means you follow every single thing that it says.
But Aaron, I don't mean to shake your faith, but you pick and choose as well. You may think you follow all 600 commandments, but you don't, do you?
You're actually mistaken. Even though you might know about the Satmar guy that you kept on mentioning on the show.
No, Blake, sir, you claim to be ultra-Orthodox, and I respect you for that. And you say you follow every commandment, which are 616, is that correct? 613. I was off by three. Most people think there are 10, and they can't even follow them. But the Orthodox Jew follows 613 commandments.
Plus?
Now, wait, let me finish. In Leviticus, it says that you shall kill an adulterer. Do you follow that practice?
We can't.
What do you mean you can't?
If you look...
Wait, hold on. You just said you follow all the commandments, and that makes you very, very religious. So there are some you don't follow, right?
No, absolutely not.
But why don't you kill adulterers?
I'll explain to you, because it says that once in 70 years, the Jewish courts killed somebody, and that was called a killer court. It was many...
No, I'm just saying, the Bible says you shall kill adulterers. It says terrible things in the Old Testament. I've read them, but you don't practice them. Modern Jews don't kill adulterers. They don't stone homosexuals to death. They do that in throwback Muslim countries. We know that, correct?
Yes, correct. But Michael...
Okay, but modern Jews don't do that because they choose not to follow that rule. Why?
They don't choose not to follow the rule. They cannot follow the rule unless they have a Jewish court that can rule
them. A Jewish court could say it's okay to kill an adulterer?
If we were in our own land and we had a Jewish court and all the proof, then that would be done. And America also executes people, right?
I'll let it go with that. But there are other statements within Leviticus that ultra-Orthodox Jews don't follow, other than not killing adulterers. Is that correct?
No. Anything that we can possibly physically do, we do.
Well, you don't kill adulterers. You just said you don't.
No, because we can't do it with the Torah itself. Requires you to have a special court with special proceedings to prove we don't rely on circumstantial evidence and many different things.
But you're not saying that there are such courts that are in practice in Brooklyn, are there? Where they go out and find someone guilty and kill them, are you?
The courts. No. The courts.
Okay. So in other words, that's amongst many within Leviticus that you don't follow.
No, there is nothing. Anything that we don't follow is because we can't. We need a special court of 70 in Jerusalem in order to kill somebody. And
okay, but what about stoning homosexuals to death? You don't do that, do you?
We can't. It also needs a special court of 70.
So you're saying that there's a court that would permit this?
If we had such a court in today's days, probably when Messiah comes, we will have one.
Oh, so you mean when the Messiah comes, you can start killing homosexuals and killing adulterers? That's something to look forward to?
Actually, I mean, we kill in America, too, I told you. We kill people that...
Yes, but you don't kill adulterers and people simply for their sexual orientation, do you?
Well, who are you to judge what's worse?
What do you mean, what's worse? Worse in what sense?
I think it's worse to murder than to do other things. If that's what the Torah says, and that's what it says.
If a woman be delivered and bear a man-child, then she shall be unclean 7 days, as in the days of the impurity of her sickness shall she be unclean. And in the eighth day the flesh of his foreskin shall be circumcised. That is all the Old Testament says. It does not say an old man shall put his filthy mouth around the baby's penis and suck the blood out of it.
Well, it says it in the Talmud, and it happens to be...
So the Talmud was written by a degenerate psycho in that case.
The Talmud was...
Why must I sit here and believe that some rabbi in whatever century the Talmud was written, and as I understand it was written over a period of years, over centuries, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, well, at least I know a few things. I know a few things about the religion. And so, therefore, this was commentary upon the Bible, written by ordinary men called rabbis, who are fallible because they're men, not God. And so, therefore, maybe they misinterpreted the Bible.
But as I told you, the interpretation has been given over from father to son until it was finally written down in Babylon.
I understand that, but maybe father to son should look back to who started it. Maybe the father or the original father made a mistake. Maybe the rabbi was a warped sicko who said that they should put the mouth on the baby's penis.
I said the original interpretation was given by God to Moses. And then
well, I don't believe that. I don't believe that's true. I believe that's invented. I believe that that's an hysterical desire to support virtually anything that you want to support by saying it's God given to Moses, therefore you can't question it. Let me put it another way. 20 years ago, I wrote an article in a Jewish newspaper, by the way, called Kosher Junk Food is Not Yiddishkeit. You probably never heard of it. Why did I write that, and what does it mean? I went to several Jewish dinners over a long period of time because I liked the Orthodox people, and I noticed they were eating garbage. They were eating sugar pastries. They were throwing salt on every food that they ate. They were eating fatty meats. It was disgusting to me. And I said, this is not the diet of a traditional Israelite. This is a horrendous misinterpretation of what Jewish food is. And so I wrote an article for a Jewish newspaper that was entitled, Is Kosher Junk Food Yiddishkeit? You understand what I'm saying, correct?
Yes, and you're absolutely right. No one says to eat junk food.
So what? But wait a minute. But up until that point, Jews were buying the worst garbage because it was stamped with a U on it. They figured it was good for them. They weren't even looking at what was in the food. I came along and I said, why don't you look at what's in the food? Cut back on your sugar. Cut back on your salt. Cut back on your fat. Start eating a more healthful diet the way your ancestors ate. So what is the ancestral diet of the Jew, of the ancient Israelite? It's the Yemenite diet of today. It's more like a desert diet than it is of a 19th century Polish holiday diet with flanken and borscht. So anyway, if I could write as kosher junk food Yiddishkeit and educate people to the fact that maybe they were poisoning themselves with what they were eating, why can't I question this?
This is law. This is the Talmudic law. This is the Orthodox
law. Well, all right, so maybe the law is wrong. There are laws that are wrong.
Make one more comment.
Hold on, I'll come right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, look, I don't impress easily, but here's reason number four why Blinds.com constantly impresses me. Prices. Blinds.com crushes home improvement store prices. We got new blinds for our home at Blinds.com and saved a bundle. Blinds.com is the world's largest online store for designer blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes at amazing prices. Why should you hassle the big box stores and pay too much when you'll get better prices, selection, and service at Blinds.com? And they make installation unbelievably easy. Even if you mess up and mismeasure, forget about it. It's probable, they'll remake it for free, and if you'd like, they'll even send over a pro installer to do it for you. Oh, and be sure to check out their remarkable new InstaFit cordless honeycomb shades. They're beautiful, affordable, and removable. You can install them in seconds. No tools, no drilling, no brackets. Go to Blinds.com, where you always get free color samples, free shipping, and no sales tax in most states. Plus, free cordless upgrades on many of their most popular products now. And remember, Blinds.com prices crush home improvement stores, period. Go to Blinds.com.
Hey, this is Walt Clyde Frazier with a message for every man listening right now. Are you making more bathroom trips than you used to? Are you waking up at night to go? If you said yes, I want you to take down a phone number. Because for a limited time, you can try free bottles Super Beta Prostate. You heard right. You can try the most trusted supplement for prostate health free. Super Beta Prostate is my number one pick for men over 40 because it has ingredients shown to reduce bathroom trips and reduce waking at night to go. I like it because it's all natural and it works. If I didn't believe in Super Beta, I wouldn't be here telling you about it. Take it from Clyde. You have got to make this call.
Call for your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. All you pay is a small shipping and handling charge. For details, just call 1-800-794-5642. Hurry. This free offer is for a limited time only. Just call 1-800-794-5642. That's 1-800-794-5642. Call 1-800-794-5642.
KSFO traffic. Giants fans trying to get to the game tonight. Traffic slow on the upper deck of the Bay Bridge from before the Fremont Street exit to just past the Central Freeway connector to southbound 101. In the East Bay, 580 eastbound at Santa Rita Road. Clothing and other debris is in the fourth lane from the left. And on the peninsula, northbound 101 before Embarcadero. It's a two-car accident in the center divide. Traffic is slow northbound 101 from Highway 237. I'm Carolyn Burns, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
If you're like most people who are very successful, you take pride in your personal appearance, right? That includes a thinning hairline. If you are experiencing hair loss, my recommendation is to call Dr. Tom Rosanelli. He has over 25 years of experience in hair restoration and has performed hair restoration procedures on thousands of patients. That includes some well-known celebrities. I've seen Dr. Rosanelli's excellent work. It's obvious why people with hair loss choose Dr. Rosanelli. They now have a natural head of hair and even look younger. Dr. Rosanelli specializes in hair restoration. He meets with every patient for a free consultation, and he performs all hair restoration procedures himself. And Dr. Rosanelli is also part of the Savage Nation. If your hair is thinning, call 800-743-HAIR. It's simple. That's 800-743-4247, or visit Rosanelli.com. Dr. Rosanelli has offices in San Francisco, San Jose, and Walnut Creek.
Now through April, receive 200 free grafts as part of your procedure as a new patient. Call 800-743-HAIR. Certain restrictions apply. Offer expires 4/30/13.
American Vision Windows. Hi, everybody. Brian Sussman here. I've trusted American Vision Windows. So many of you have as well. And here's the special offer. Now, this is only good through April 15th. That's, of course, tax day. When you order windows from American Vision Windows, you're going to get free installation and they'll pay the tax. Boy, this is going to be a great way to save money. And by the way, these windows, they will save you money in another way because they're so well insulated, and you can use the savings on your energy bills to help pay for the windows and therefore have the utility companies working for you. Family owned and operated, an American success story to be sure. Quality installation, unmatched customer service. And again, through April 15th, free installation, and they'll pay the tax. Give them a call, AmericanVisionWindows.com, 888-392-4343. 888-392-4343. Again, online, AmericanVisionWindows.com, 888-392-4343.
If you work for a company that copies software illegally, you're working for a company that's breaking the law. Report software piracy confidentially to BSA, the Software Alliance, and you may be eligible for a cash reward. Visit nopiracy.org. That's nopiracy.org.
Stock up on certified California extra virgin olive oils, artisan blends, and balsamic vinegars at We Olive. Snag half off at SweetJack.com.
Sweet Jack, now that's a real sweet deal.
SweetJack.com.
On the next morning show, immigration, gun control, and how liberalism has become the new state religion. 5 to 9 a.m. KSFO.
I realize that this topic itself is upsetting to many people, and you don't want to hear it, but there's nothing to me more important than protecting our babies. And to me, this is infant abuse of the worst kind, and I think that this barbaric practice should be outlawed. I didn't say circumcision should be outlawed. That's another story entirely. That's unto itself being debated in some circles. I don't want to talk about that right now. But the Jewish ritual amongst the ultra-Orthodox, where the so-called Mohel places his mouth around the baby's penis to suck the blood to so-called cleanse the wound, to me, is beyond the pale. Aaron, you have the last word. Go ahead, please.
So the Mohel, he sterilizes his mouth with alcohol, okay? And the knives they use are very advanced, and they sterilize everything before they use it. He's done extremely safe, even though it's not done in a hospital. And the mole is extremely experienced. He's done this more than the guys that do it in the hospital.
So how do you explain the fact that in New York City there needs to be consent forms to do this because of the incidence of HSV since the year 2000, 13 cases of herpes? Why would New York City require a consent form?
So this is Michael Bloomer's campaign against one debated case. It's debated.
The city last year began requiring parents to sign the consent form to perform this ritual following a string of health incidents since 2000 that included 13 cases of herpes with two resulting in brain damage. Don't you think that that's alarming?
Join. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Blue Monday, how are you, Blue Monday? Got to work, flag a sleeve all day. Here come Tuesday, oh, Tuesday.
It is The Savage Nation. You know, there's another topic I'm going to mix in right now, so leave a couple of lines open because it's not related, but it is related. In the first hour, I was talking about two infants contracted herpes following circumcision by ultra-Orthodox Jewish practices, wherein a so-called circumciser named the Mohel places his mouth around the baby's penis after it is circumcised, allegedly to suck the blood to cleanse the wound. Now, this is not the first time it's happened. A two-week-old boy died at a Brooklyn hospital, I believe in September of 2012, according to this article, after contracting herpes through a religious circumcision ritual that ignited controversy in 2005, after another infant died. The unidentified infant died September 28, 2011 at Maimonides Hospital, according to a spokesman for the city medical examiner who confirmed the death. The cause of death in the baby was listed as disseminated herpes simplex virus type 1, complicating ritual circumcision with oral suction. City officials are afraid of the topic for a number of reasons. They don't want to be called anti-Semitic. They're afraid of losing the block of Jewish voters. That is almost a guarantee, guaranteed third rail for people in Brooklyn. Nevertheless, in 2004, a city health official revealed that a baby boy died after a circumcision carried out by a Rockland County rabbi who specializes in the centuries-old ultra-Orthodox ritual known as Metziza Bepe. Pardon me if I'm mispronouncing it. I don't mean to disrespect the religion nor the practice nor how it is stated. I very much admire religious people. However, when it comes to protecting infants, I admire infants more. Under the practice, the rabbi removes blood from the wound with his mouth, a practice city health officials have rightly criticized, saying it carried inherent risks for babies. In 2004, three infants circumcised by Rabbi Yitzhak Fisher were determined to have contracted herpes, city officials said. Among them were twins circumcised in October of 2004 after Rabbi Fisher performed a religious ceremony known as a bris. So I've asked the question, should this barbaric ritual be banned? I didn't say circumcision, so don't misinterpret me. I said, should this barbaric practice be banned? And you will say right away, no, because it's religious freedom. It's the First Amendment. You can't outlaw it. And I would argue you can, just as female genital mutilation amongst Muslims was banned because of the barbarism associated with it and the outcry. So that's question number one. Now I'm going to combine it with this topic. U.S. Army equates Catholicism and evangelical Christianity with Al-Qaeda and Hamas. Fox News reported last week that the U.S. Army listed evangelical Christianity and Catholicism as examples of religious extremism along with Al-Qaeda and Hamas during a briefing with an Army Reserve unit based in Pennsylvania. The incident occurred during an Army Reserve Equal Opportunity Training brief on extremism. The list is headed, quote, religious extremism. Heading it is evangelical Christianity, followed by Muslim Brotherhood, and then ultra-Orthodox Judaism. I'm not making this up. The U.S. Army is now saying that these religious practices, these three main monotheistic religions, are now listed by the U.S. Army as terrorist organizations. On the list are Al-Qaeda, transnational Islam, Hamas, Palestinian Islamist, Abu Sayyaf, Philippines Islam, along with the Ku Klux Klan, the U.S. Christian, and Catholicism, U.S. Christian, among others. I'm not making any of this up. I'm not making this up. The leftists who wrote this in the U.S. Army combined Jewish, Orthodox Jews, Orthodox Christians, along with the Ku Klux Klan and Catholicism, along with all of them lumped together with the Al-Qaeda. This is they're teaching our boys in the Army. I swear to God, this is what is being put into the heads of our boys. Now, what does this have to do with what I'm talking about? Well, you can figure it out. This is diversity training gone crazy in the military. I have told you about diversity training horror stories, but you've never told me your diversity training horror stories. You have never told me what you have been subjected to by the Obama administration in your workplace, have you? You've never called to say, Savage, I've been dying for someone to ask me this. But when I went to a diversity training session, let me tell you who did it and what they taught us. If you care to chime in on that, the phone number is 855-407-2822. Many years ago, when I was a local talk show host before I became national, the local station manager was forced to induct us all into diversity training. Three of the sickest people on earth came to the session, and they started to lecture us on the evils of this and that. I got up and I yelled at them, and I said, I will not be subjected to your fitful poison. The audience was stunned. These were all radio people. Nobody but Michael Savage got up and left. Everybody else sat there. All the big mouth conservatives sat there and took it. I left. I would not be subjected to such evil and such brainwashing. I didn't lose my job. I was right. In fact, as a result of it, the station never, ever again had diversity training. It was so perverse. It was so awful. They attacked Christianity. They attacked family. They attacked everything decent in society was relegated to the trash heap. So don't assume I'm anti-religious. Don't rush to the conclusion that I'm not on your side. Try to understand that I'm on the side of reason, but reason requires reasoning. Without reasoning, you can have no reason. So if you care to join the conversation with two questions, should this ritual, as conducted by Mohels, be banned by the government? Number two, your diversity training horror stories. Let's begin in New York City on WABC. Tom, go ahead. You're up on the air.
Yeah, hi. I don't understand the comparison between the male circumcision, this part of male circumcision, and the female genital mutilation. The female genital
The female genital mutilation by Muslims is circumcision.
Yeah, on a female, which physically mutilates them beyond repair and changes the way their body functions for the rest of their lives.
And you assume circumcision does not do that to a human male?
I think it's pretty much proven out there that I think many, 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 many adult males today live perfectly fine lives with circumcision, and it doesn't physically affect them. I can't say there's no change whatsoever.
Well, but see, this is a separate topic. We're talking about circumcision in general, which I'd rather not go into because I think that's a separate discussion as to the alleged medical benefits, which are controversial, number one. And number two, the psychological issues associated with circumcision, which I don't think anyone's ever written about, but I would like to discuss one day. Because I for one, think that a little baby who's 7 days old, when he trusts the mother and the father holding that baby, and then he's turned over and the first thing he feels is a knife on his penis, I would suspect that a boy from the rest of his life has some mental problems as a result.
So, I mean, I first of all, that's getting into circumcision again, but the I don't think a baby remembers that moment in their life, and unless you're...
Well, now you're wrong about that, because babies remember what occurs in the womb. Modern technology has shown us that a baby can receive music. A baby reacts to the mother's anxiety. A baby reacts in the womb now, the fetus, which is why we argue against abortion, by the way, Tom, because to most of us rational people, a fetus is a human being. The fetus is already a human being. The minute it becomes an embryo, it's a human being.
Right.
And it can feel and it can sense in the womb. That's why we oppose abortion, incidentally.
Now, I understand that, but you don't have a problem with the circumcision. It's the mitzitza b'peh that you're saying.
At this time, yes, that's correct. And that's what I'm asking. Why must this practice be continued?
Okay, but I don't understand how you compare that to female genital mutilation.
You mean general... Wait, let's start again.
Because you're saying that the same way they got rid of female genital mutilation, they should get rid of this. Now, even if you think you should get rid of mitzitza b'peh, I don't see how it compares to female genital mutilation.
Well, because it's barbaric to have an old man put his mouth around a baby's penis. I don't know how else to put it.
A scene that sounds pretty like in a dark alley with a gross old man.
To me, it may as well be in a dark alley. That's right.
Well,
why must the man do it with his mouth? Explain that to me. He can't use a suction cup?
No, I can't, but I'll tell you a different thing.
No, wait, he can't use a device like a piece of a rubber that sucks the blood away? Why doesn't he put his mouth on it? Why?
There is a question. But have you ever seen it performed?
No, I haven't.
Okay, so you're describing how it performs without ever having seen it performed.
Well, I didn't live during the Dark Ages, but I know what the Dark Ages consisted of.
Well,
I didn't live during the Roman Empire, but there are history books which tell us what the Roman Empire consisted of. I didn't live through the Holocaust, but we know it occurred because we read the history books and we've seen pictures. So therefore, I don't have to live through this barbaric practice to know what it is.
Oh, but is it the health issue that concerns you, or it's a man putting his mouth there?
Well, it's both items. It's the health issues because the human mouth is filthy. The human mouth is, as you should, you know, the human mouth is filthy, right?
Well, I mean, let's say.
The human mouth is filthy. The human mouth is dirtier than a dog mouth. Do you know that a human bite is more infectious than a dog bite? Did you know that?
I'll take your word for it.
All right. The human, if a man is bitten by another man in a fight, he probably has a higher risk of disease than he does from a dog bite, unless the dog is rabid. I learned that when I was a young boy witnessing a large fight between men. And I found out that a human bite lasted longer. It was much harder to heal. But the issue is the old man putting his mouth on the baby. Why must that be done? Why can't they use some kind of device between the baby's private part and et cetera?
There is discussion about using a device, and maybe more modern Orthodox, some sects might use it. But
the question is not given, meaning you're reading an article that children contract with herpes because of this practice. That's what brought this to your attention, and that's why you're talking about it today.
So correct.
You're adding another element and saying that it's also a disgusting practice from like a deviant behavior type of view. And first of all, that's stepping away from what the article is about. And
Well, it is, to me, it's deviance. In this day and age, after what we know, what psychological scars can be inflicted upon babies, how could you not see that an old man putting his mouth in a baby like this would not leave a psychological scar?
But what are you envisioning that he's doing? That he's describing this picture that I don't think happened.
All right, so let's move away from this uncomfortable picture. Why must the mohel place his mouth around the baby's penis to suck the blood to cleanse the wound? Why?
I think it's done like in a split second in a very small area. I don't think it's done like.
A split second. Okay, so it's now the length of time that the man does it, rather than the practice itself that we're discussing.
No, but from the health point or from the deviant.
Well, human saliva is dirty. Number one, human saliva is very, very dirty.
So that
it's full of bad things. There should be no contact between a human mouth and that part of a baby, especially after the baby is circumcised. When he is open to infection. That's the point that I'm trying to make.
Cool.
In other words, when you cut a baby in circumcision, you're opening that baby's skin up to infection. Is that correct?
Probably there is an element where...
Yes. So, therefore, you want to protect the baby the best you can. The last thing you want to do is put an old man's mouth on it. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer: Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
You know, I don't impress easily. You know that. So here's reason number five why Blinds.com constantly impresses me. Free face-to-face virtual design consultation. Instead of some pushy interior designer coming over and pressuring you to buy window coverings, just connect with a Blinds.com design expert using your smartphone, tablet, or webcam for free. It's like having a decorator looking over your shoulder, helping you select the perfect blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes. Free online how-to videos make installation very simple, but if you'd rather, they'll send over a pro installer to do it for you. Look, even if you miss measure. Improbable. They'll remake it for free. You hear me? Free. And be sure to check out their remarkable new InstaFit cordless honeycomb shades. They're beautiful, affordable, and removable. You can install them in about a minute. No tools, no drilling, no brackets. Go to Blinds.com where you always get free color samples, free shipping, and no sales tax in most states. Plus, free cordless upgrades on many of their most popular products now. And remember this, Blinds.com prices crush home improvement store prices, period. So go to Blinds.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're working...
Attention men, if you're urinating more often or waking at night to urinate... We want to send you a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is our best-selling supplement, made with a natural ingredient that supports healthy urine flow and more complete bladder emptying. It's also been shown to reduce waking at night from the urge to urinate. To find out how to get your free bottle, just call 800-467-5160. Since Beta Prostate debuted, our warehouse has shipped over 2 million bottles. But there are still men who have yet to discover this amazing supplement. That's why for a limited time, you can try a full 30-day supply of Beta Prostate free. You only pay shipping and handling. This free Beta Prostate giveaway is only available while supplies last. And once it's gone, it's gone. Just call 800-467-5160. That's 800-467-5160. Call 800-467-5160.
Our deck was looking pretty bad, so we called Planet Orange, and yep, we had termites. They did a great job at getting rid of the termites, but who do I call to repair the deck?
Call Planet Orange at 1-800-7-ORANGE. That's right, Planet Orange, America's leader in orange oil termite treatment, also offers construction services. Now's the time to call 1-800-7-ORANGE, because termites don't hibernate. Even if you don't see them, they could be living in the wood, eating away at your home all winter long. Call 1-800-7-ORANGE. Orange to schedule a free termite and pest inspection today. Every treatment is backed by an industry-leading two-year warranty with free annual reinspections. And all that's left behind is the fresh smell of oranges.
Our Planet Orange termite expert, Chris, was really on top of it. He was professional, thorough, and our decks look great.
Call 1-800-7-ORANGE or go to planetorange.com to schedule a free pest inspection today. That's 1-800-767-2643.
Planet Orange. Orange, you glad you called?
If you simply start taking Social Security benefits at face value, you could be leaving tens of thousands of dollars on the table. But if you knew a few little-known strategies, you could earn tens of thousands of dollars, even as much as $100,000 more in Social Security income. And if you earn more in Social Security income, you wouldn't be depleting your other retirement accounts, leaving you with the ability to do all of the things you ever dreamed of in retirement, or to pass along more of your wealth to the people you love. Take the first step and get a copy of a free report, The Social Security Decision, from the Integrated Wealth Consultants. This report is free, so you've got nothing to lose. Learn how you can generate as much as $100,000 more in Social Security income. Call to get your free report right now at 415-233-7137. 415-233-7137. That's 415-233-7137.
This is the number one talk station in the Bay Area. Strong, proud, and always conservative. Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
It is the Savage Nation. We're talking about a very sensitive topic, one that I puzzled over whether I should even talk about it, because as I say to you, as a conservative talk show host, which is how I'm typically defined, which is fine, I'm proud of that. I'm more of an independent than a Republican, I can guarantee you that. But nevertheless, a topic like this is very dangerous because it can be easily misinterpreted, and people are afraid of it. They figure, why risk my career and have people get crazy and start saying that you said this and you said that? But I figured, look, at this stage of my career, this is worth talking about because it means so much to me, because there is no more vulnerable population in our society than babies. I don't like what's being done to babies on many levels. And this is an issue that I think is worth discussing. I can't believe I'm the only one who's offended by this practice. WABC, William, go ahead. You're on the Savage Nation.
Good evening, Michael. I'm from the Bris-Miller Anti-Defamation League, and we have a very detailed website, brisnyc.com, which has testimony which was given in federal court by Columbia University statisticians, Daniel Berman, who's infectious control director at the Albert Einstein Medical Center, showing that the city has not shown even one documented case of herpes occurring as a result of Bris-Miller. As you know, the New York State, on their website...
Let's slow down. So you're saying that this story is false?
It's a lie.
You're saying that the story put out by the New York City Department of Health is a lie.
Yes, you're a scientist. You know that when that dentist had HIV in Florida.
Yes.
They took DNA samples in order to make a connection, didn't they?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Now you know that in statistics, correlation does not mean causality. You know that.
But wait, did they take the DNA of this rabbi who caused the herpes in the babies in 2004?
No, Rabbi Fisher requested it. He said, take a DNA sample, and you'll see it's not true. If the DNA sample says that...
All right, so let's put aside the issue of the baby getting herpes from the rabbi. What about the practice itself of an old man putting his mouth around the baby's penis? Does that offend you?
No.
Stay on the line. I'd like to hear your answer to that.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
They're raiding banks in Europe right now and stealing savings, all right? I see both stocks in the dollar are teetering at artificial highs. Of course, they could rise higher on hopes and paper dreams. Meanwhile, gold and silver, they're at bargain prices. Well, what are you going to do? Savage says buy gold low and sell stocks high and ignore stock market cheerleaders. But before you do anything, I want you to call my trusted friends at Swiss America. Ask for the Savage Simple Truth CD. It's free. This confidential interview has information, facts, figures, and a simple strategy from Swiss America Chairman Craig Smith that is so controversial, my network refused to air it. Well, you can hear it by calling 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUY-COIN and request the Savage Simple Truth CD. It's free. Craig has a real gift for boiling down confusing economic news into the simple truth, which you need right now before the next crisis and panic attack launches this year. Do it now. Call 800-289-2646. What do you got to lose? Call 800-BUY-COIN.
KSFO traffic. We'll start off right now on the Golden Gate Bridge. We still have a high wind advisory in effect there, so take it very slow. Other than that, as far as traffic goes, traffic is looking good there in both directions. We also still do have a high wind advisory in effect for the Bay Bridge, the San Mateo Bridge, and the Benicia, Carquinez, and the Richmond San Rafael bridges as well. We also still have a problem on BART. There's still a major delay at the Bay Fair, and that's on the Fremont line in the Dublin, Pleasanton, Fremont, and Daly City directions. It's due to an equipment problem on the track that's actually been going on all day. Other than that, as far as other problems go, on San Jose, northbound 101, just north of Highway 237, there is a hit-and-run accident there on the right-hand shoulder. I'm Carolyn Burns, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
You haven't filed a tax return in years. Doing nothing is just waiting to get caught. Going it alone and representing yourself is risky. So where do you turn?
I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. For over 30 years, the tax attorneys and CPAs at Moskowitz LLP have helped people resolve their tax problems. Our team of tax attorneys and CPAs will explain all of your options and come up with the best strategy for your situation, even if you don't have the money to pay the taxes. No matter how long it's been since you last filed a tax return, call Moskowitz LLP to find out how we can help you. We're aggressive, experienced, and accessible.
Nothing replaces real experience when dealing with the IRS or state. Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL.
Do you have high cholesterol or a family history of heart disease? Did you know cholesterol medications may not stop you from having a heart attack? That's exactly what science is telling us now. In fact, 50% of those who have had heart attacks actually have normal cholesterol levels. Since the most common cause of high cholesterol and heart disease is genetic, the most powerful solution is the right diet based on your own DNA. It's called the Perfect Gene Diet, and it's based on clinical research, sports medicine, and nutritional science. The Perfect Gene Diet uses cutting-edge genetic testing to produce a personalized nutrition and exercise plan based on your own genetics. For more information and to get your free copy of the book, The Perfect Gene Diet, go to theperfectgenediet.com. That's perfectgenediet.com. Supplies are limited, so go now for this special free book offer. perfectgenediet.com.
This spring, plant something beautiful in your driveway. Introducing the Lincoln Certified Pre-Owned Spring Event. Right now, get 1.9% APR on a certified pre-owned Lincoln of your choice, which comes with the confidence of our 6-year, 100,000-mile comprehensive warranty and amenities like 24/7 roadside assistance. The Lincoln Certified Pre-Owned Spring Event. Luxurious by any standards. Certified by ours. Not all buyers qualify for Lincoln Automotive Financial Services limited-term financing. Take delivery from dealer stock by 4/30/13. See dealer for qualifications, limited warranty, and details.
With over a million products, Grainger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands. Like GE, Grainger is America's largest industrial distributor of GE lighting products, including LEDs, which use up to 80% less energy. the brands you want, the products you need, the good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. So call, visit a branch, or click Grainger.com/GE Lighting today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
On the next morning show, immigration, gun control, and how liberalism has become the new state religion. 5 to 9 a.m. KSFO.
This is a very, very big topic right now because the Orthodox Jewish community has sued the city of New York to cause a stay on this issue. William on WABC from the ADL, welcome back. William, you're stating that the baby did have, the baby did get diseased, correct?
Yes.
But you're saying there's no proof that it was the rabbi's contact with the baby that caused it. Is that, I'm trying to follow what you're saying.
Well,
Just let's take it a stage at a time because it's not just me and you talking. There's a lot of people listening. So in other words, this practice of MBP, whatever it's called, I don't know the Jewish phrase, Metzitza Bepeh, let's call it MBP, which is a shortened version, where the individual applies the mouth to withdraw blood or whatever. So this was practiced, but you're alleging that it was not harmful.
It's never harmful. Rabbi Moshe Sofer stated many years ago, 200 years ago.
Oh, wait, let's forget 200 years ago. So how did the baby get herpes?
We don't know. First of all, in one case, they definitely the baby's twin brother had herpes, and he caught it from direct transmission. And the mother told the Board of Health authorities his brother has herpes. He probably touched it. They didn't want to hear about it. They didn't want to know.
Wait, here's an article 404/13 from the Jewish Week, not an anti-Semitic publication.
Yes, they are. They hate Orthodox Jews, and they never.
It says health department says child infected in circumcision that defied New York City consent law. The mother of an infant who contracted herpes following a bris with direct oral suction last month denied receiving the required consent form from the Mohel, whose name the family refused to disclose to the New York City Department of Health. Jewish Week has learned. According to the city's health department, the infant developed vesicular lesions on the scrotum in the weeks after ritual circumcision, and the herpes simplex virus 1, and, quote, was isolated from lesions. According to a health department spokesman, the parents said they never received the requisite consent form from the Mohel.
So you gave me an instance of selection bias. You take 20,000 cases, And you search for cases that happen one after another, and therefore you're trying to establish causality. Let me ask you a question.
No, hold it. Before you ask me a question, is it not true that according to religious law, halachic law, Jewish law, a religion, the Jewish religion says that according to halachic law, any halachic law may be broken to preserve life and health?
Absolutely. You're right.
Okay. So if there's even a hint that Mohels can spread disease, retardation, and death through MBP, why shouldn't you say to yourself, maybe we shouldn't perform this ritual in that manner?
It was not proven at all. There was no connection made.
Well, let's say it was not proven. So what? How many babies have to get herpes or, God forbid, worse before it is proven?
We've been doing this for 3,000 years, Michael. And every parent, go around the city, ask people, they're doing bris milas every day, nothing happens. We don't know where the city came up with this stuff from. They dreamed it up.
So you don't know where the herpes came from. You're assuming it came out of the air. In other words, see, this doesn't make sense to a person listening to the show for one reason. It defies logic. If it was performed in a hospital by the Mohel, you could say, well, it was from the hospital, it was dirty. But it was performed not in a hospital. It was not performed in a hospital. It was performed in some other setting, correct?
Yes, and I told you that his brother had herpes.
You're saying in that case the brother had herpes. What about the other cases, the other 11 cases?
The other 11 cases had herpes from God knows where. It could have come from the mother during birth. You know that they get it during the mother.
Yes, that is true. Herpes is prevalent in the womb. That is correct.
In statistics, this is called selection bias. If you take a penny and you flip it 20 times, it'll come 80% of the time, it'll come up heads. But if you flip it...
Well, I understand all of that. I have a PhD which includes epidemiology as one of the three subjects I studied, so I know basic statistics. But if there's even any health risk, wouldn't halacha dictate that the medical professionals take charge, not the rabbis?
New York State on their website, New York State official website says, less than 20 cases, you cannot draw any conclusion whatsoever. It's not valid medically.
And this, all right, so you want to play Russian roulette with a baby then because you're not sure?
You're talking the this is something which is fundamental to Judaism, to bring a child.
No, it is not fundamental to Judaism. Circumcision may be fundamental to Judaism, not this particular method. I'm sorry, I don't believe every Jew would agree with you on that.
Which was Germany banned it in the time of Samson Raphael Hirsch. Until that time, going back to Moses and Abraham, it was always done by the oral suction method, because the Talmud tells us that a moel who does not do oral suction is fired because he's endangering the health and the life of the baby.
Wait a minute. Does that make sense to you that in this day and age, knowing what we... When that was written, nobody knew the first thing about the germ theory of disease. They didn't even know that germs existed. So why should we base as intelligent people decisions based upon knowledge that predates the germ theory of disease?
Excuse me, my friend Rabbi Lapin says it very nicely. He says that the blueprint for the world was established by God, the manufacturer. And I go back to the instruction manual of the...
I don't know who Rabbi Lapin is, but Rabbi Savage says microbes do not discriminate. They don't know whether you're Orthodox, whether you're a maniac. They don't know if you're Jewish, Christian, Muslim, atheist. They do not discriminate. Microbes do not discriminate. I wrote that 30 years ago, and I still believe it to be true.
And you're giving me a theory, but I'm telling you that in practice...
No, I'm not giving you a theory. I'm saying microbes do not discriminate. Is that not a fact?
Michael, there's theory and there's clinical practice.
No, I just gave you a fact that let's see if we are even on the same wavelength. Isn't it true that whether you're religious or not religious, whether you follow all 613 commandments, 13 commandments or not, a microbe can still infect you? Is that not correct?
Michael, my friend...
No, please, you have to answer the question. I'll tell you what, I'll play Talmudic Rabbi, then you could play it. Is it not true that microbes do not discriminate, that no matter how religious you are, if you're exposed to certain microbes, you can get ill?
Yes, and that's why we have the procedure of oral suction, to get the...
Wait a minute. Why would oral suction be considered more sterile than using a rubber hose, for example?
The rubber hose doesn't work. Ask any moil. It doesn't work well. It doesn't do a good job of getting that blood out of all these sections where it has to be taken out of. It endangers the life of the child because it's not...
So only the human mouth does the job well.
Absolutely. Ask any male who's...
Wow. Now, what if the Catholic Church had such a ritual? What do you think the people would be saying?
Excuse me, what is that?
What if the Catholic Church was found to be engaging in such a practice with infants? What do you think would be going on in the earth today?
I have no idea, Michael. I have what's called a Masorah. I have something handed down from Moses, from Sinai.
Well, you identified yourself as part of a political organization, the ADL. Isn't that correct?
No. I'm with the Bris Mila Anti-Defamation League, specifically formed with the BrisNYC.com website. Has all the
documents. I see. All right. So your specification, your specialty is this area, correct?
We specialize in it. We have 31 web pages with all kinds of documentation.
William, let me ask you something, and I'm not making a mockery. I hope you don't see me as trying to make a mockery of the religion. I hope you don't see that, do you?
I'm not making a mockery. Would you like to know why Bloomberg did this to us?
No. In the eighth day, the flesh of his foreskin shall be circumcised. I am quoting Leviticus chapter 12, verse 4. Is that correct?
Michael,
I'm asking you a question, and in the eighth day,
quoting,
the flesh of his foreskin shall be circumcised. Does it say that an old man shall perform the circumcision with his mouth?
Oh, you're not listening. It says an eye for an eye. Is that correct?
No, I'm asking you, where does it say in the Bible that suction by an old man shall be performed?
Did anybody ever take out an eye? No, because the Talmud tells us that an eye for an eye has to be interpreted to mean money. It also says you should slaughter an animal as I have commanded you. Where in the Old Testament does it tell you how to slaughter an animal?
Okay, there you go. Well, you just answered your own question. If it doesn't specify that you have to do it with an old man's mouth, then why do you continue to support such a barbaric custom?
go by the oral tradition from Moses. He tells you what...
Yeah, but there was an oral tradition from Moses to do many things that have been dropped because they've been seen to be wrong.
Yeah, the oral tradition from Moses are spelled out in the Talmud, Halakha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai.
There was an oral tradition to stone adulterers and kill homosexuals, wasn't there?
You think Maimonides was not a clean person?
What? Is it not true that Leviticus states that adulterers shall be stoned to death?
Michael, don't get off the topic.
Is it not true that Leviticus states that a homosexuality is an abomination, they shall be stoned to death? It's written in Leviticus.
Maimonides.
And yet modern, even Orthodox Jews don't do such horrible things. Isn't that true?
Michael, do you agree that Maimonides used this method?
So now who's the rabbi here, you or me? In other words, if some of the practices that are in Leviticus are no longer practiced, therefore it's possible that you don't have to use the suction method.
Maimonides used the suction method. He was a physician.
He was a physician in what year? In 1300 and what?
Excuse me, Dr. Fred.
In 1300 and what? He predated Lister. He knew nothing about the germ theory of disease. As brilliant as he was, he didn't even know a germ existed.
Not true. He closed all the open sewers in the city where he lived.
Oh, so he knew about the germ theory of disease before it was written in Western Europe?
No, he closed all the open sewers in that town where he lived.
Well, of course, he was a wise man for his time, and he had very fine analytical skills for his time. But he didn't even know that microbes existed. Nobody knew they existed at that time because Leeuwenhoek hadn't come along with the microscope.
Maimonides Research Institute.
Well, forget Maimonides. Leeuwenhoek came along and invented the microscope, and then they saw germs after that. And so a modern Orthodox Jew says, look, I have to modify my viewpoint at some point.
Are you familiar with the argument between Pasteur and the other, and Bernard, the other doctor? One argued that it's the territory, not the germ, and Pasteur at his deathbed said it's the territory, not the germ. It's the immune system, not the germ. You can have a germ.
All right, so it's fine. So in other words, you can take the most virulent toxin and you can introduce it to a human being, and if their immune system is strong enough, they will resist it? Is that your theory?
I don't know. It depends on the dose. You know that.
That's right. It's dose dependent. So an infant, of course, is more vulnerable than an adult. We would agree with that, correct?
On the eighth day...
And so an infant at 8 days old has almost no immunity. An infant is a petri dish. An infant is as vulnerable as a petri dish. I would argue that your community should reconsider this ritual in light of modern knowledge. And I would like to conclude at that point. If there's anyone who disagrees with me, that's good. At least we're discussing it. I want to take one more call on this from another professor who is also a religious man, who may not have the same view as you, as the last gentleman. And I hope, again, that when this is discussed amongst those who are listening to the show, you don't take the wrong impression of me. That's all I can say. I had to cover this. There's certain things that are required of me. This is my religion. You know what my religion is? Truth. Because without truth, I don't want to be on the radio anymore. If I have to follow a script, if I have to sit and look over my shoulder, then I'm not going to do this anymore. I'll disappear and you'll never hear from me again. I could just as soon stare at the ocean or a bird. I could look at a plant. I could look at the ocean. I could walk until God takes me to heaven, and that's the end of it. I don't need to do this. What am I doing this for? What am I doing for fame and fortune? That's not why I'm doing it. Ask anybody who really knows me. I question why I do this almost every day the way Mother Teresa questioned whether God existed. And unless there's a reason for me to do this, I won't do it. Today, I feel there's a reason for me to do this. How do you like that? I think this is an extremely important program. Let's go to WABC again. Yahil, thanks for calling. Your opinion counts. Go ahead, please.
I love your motto that you just summed it up because I feel the same way. You said your pursuit is truth. That's your theory and that's your destination. And because of that, I think you're in much closer alignment with authentic Jewish teachings and tradition than even perhaps many so-called rabbis in the Orthodox community, because many people get obsessed or carried away with some rituals and sometimes lose the actual tradition, the actual underlying principles that are facing right in Scripture. For instance, you mentioned it a moment ago. You said that there's a principle, I'll quote it in Hebrew, it's actually the Oraisa, that means it's one of the 613 cardinal laws. Ushmarta ma'od al nafshei seichem. In English, it means one must take every precaution necessary and available and known to man to prevent and harm and preserve life.
Right. I stated it in English. That's right. That's the highest rule of halachic law. It actually supersedes halachic law. If it harms the health, then you forget the law and you go to the health or the safety of the person, correct?
Correct. Now, I do need to clarify, though, that halacha has a clear tradition, a criteria by which to determine whether something is considered a medical risk or not. And today, the view throughout Jewish history was, HaTorah nitna reshus l'roifil l'rapais. In English, that means the Torah, the Jewish authority, that's the blueprint for the way one should live life, requires that one consult an expert in the area that's being discussed. In this case, this cannot be decided or arbitrated not by rabbis and not by common doctors. One must seek the professional opinion of the greatest and most specialized professionals in the area to determine whether there has been conclusively established a probable risk. For this situation and or for this theory or claim that there is a risk. And halachic authority requires that we follow the medical establishment consensus. And to date, there is no doctor that on his reputation will say that we know for a fact that there is certainly a risk, provided, of course, that the mohel is in alignment with his training. Mohels are required, again, by the principle of doing everything you can to protect and preserve life.
But you and I could talk for hours. I want to ask you two things, Yechiel. Are you yourself in the medical are you a professor of what?
Hasidic philosophy.
In a university or in a religious university?
In a religious university.
Beautiful. Okay. But you're a more, I almost said more modern. I don't know how to put it. Are you a practicing religious man?
I consider myself a striving Orthodox man, yes. Striving to be Orthodox. It's impossible.
So do you agree with me that this practice of MBP is barbaric and should be outlawed or not?
Good question. I could agree with half but not the other half. I think...
Oh, you're really good, Yechiel.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Look, I don't know if anyone else in the media has asked this question because I don't listen to any other shows. I doubt it. I don't think anyone has dared to even question if this is a real confrontation with North Korea. But since we were talking about conspiracy theories for the last few nights, it seems to me the whole thing is a fraud. It seems to me it's possible the whole thing is staged for a couple of reasons. And I don't think it's been staged by him necessarily. I think it, if at all you want to follow this line of thinking, it's certainly plausible. It doesn't mean it's plausible and possible. It doesn't mean it's actual. But since there are still a few people left in America who are raised on Aristotelian logic and the ability to think rather than to digest the garbage put out by the fools in the media, I'm asking this question, as crazy as it may sound to many of you who are incapable of thinking yourself. Is it possible that the military-industrial complex has staged this confrontation with North Korea, one, in order to show Obama they're not going to have their budgets cut by him and his communist cohorts, and two, to assert themselves not only against North Korea, which is a factotum, but against China, and say to China, by the way, if you think we're not capable of moving ships, planes, and various and sundry defensive measures, we're going to show you we can. So what do you think? What do you think it's illegal for me to even ask this question? Should this question be illegal? Should I be banned from radio for even asking the question? After all, it's not part of the program. I mean, it's not part of the government media complex programming. You certainly didn't hear this on CNN or Fox, did you? Well, you're hearing it on a little-known radio show called The Savage Nation. So what do you think about it? Huh? WMAL, Anthony, go ahead. Your opinion counts.
How's everybody going? How are you doing today, sir? Big time. Yes, I would say the war machine needs to make money. It builds machines of war. Put them in action if you can. Even if moving things into strategic places as money. My thing is Capricorn One. We're all familiar with that movie from the
Yeah, but now we're going to move into the moon landing. I don't want to go there because it'll take away your entire suggestion, which is based upon mine, and completely render it completely impotent. So let's not go to Capricorn One and the moon landing. But you do believe it's possible, correct?
It's possible. Yes. Yes. Yes.
How would we ever know? How would we ever know whether this entire scenario has been staged by powerful forces in the government media complex? I don't know how we can ever find out going forward. That's the problem. But we, the people, have an obligation to ask ourselves, what is our government doing? KSFO, San Francisco. Brian, you're up. Go ahead, please.
Hey, Michael. Thanks for taking the call. I agree 100% with what you're saying. But on the flip side, you and I both grew up on the playground, or at least I did. And anytime there was a new kid in town or a smaller kid in town, you always picked on the biggest kid or the person that you considered to be the easiest target, the empty suit. And we sort of have that scenario going on here right now. I mean, you know Obama's not going to do anything about anything except whatever suits his purpose. And his.
So wait, do you think that the North Korean Stalinist dictator, the Jim Jones of North Korea, who runs a police state, a starvation machine unlike any on the planet. And what I love about the regime change that's been going on around the world, Egypt and everywhere else, not one word about regime change in North Korea. How's that possible, and why not, Brian?
That's an interesting question.
How come all of these brave culture warriors in Obama's machine took down Gaddafi, took down, Mubarak, they want to install an Islamist government in Syria. Why are they not meddling with North Korea, do you think?
It wasn't on their radar. I mean,
was it on their radar? George Bush has been trying to rein him in for years and got nowhere. George Bush placated him.
You're right. But
all right, well, of course I'm always right. When it comes to international politics, I'm usually right. I've never been wrong, incidentally. I could be wrong, but this is purely speculative on my part. What do you think? Let's go to WABC in New York. George thinks that it's not staged. George on WABC, tell us why you think it's not staged.
You're not going to get this guy to follow suit to our military this grand scheme that somehow this is being orchestrated. And I'm going to tell you another reason why no one wants to fool with this guy, why George Bush didn't want to fool with North Korea, and why our president doesn't want to fool with this guy. And that's because the same reason why the boxer from Great Britain didn't want to fool with the Klitschko's, because this guy could ensue some damage. And so this is a very volatile situation. And I think this guy is serious about what he's doing. And I think our military and our government has nothing to do with it. And I don't think that anyone really wants to take this guy on, because this guy's serious.
So if no one takes him on, that means he's free to launch missiles at Guam and Japan?
Well, I don't think he's got the chutzpah to do it. I don't think he's got the gonads to go ahead and do that. I don't think he's going to do it.
So why is he making the threats that he's going to do it?
He's just posturing. That's all that this is. He knows what would happen.
But you know how bullies operate, don't you? And you know that they posture until they actually can be sure that they can do it. Don't you think he's probing?
I do.
Don't you think he's testing the weakness of this docile, fraudulent administration? 855-400-7282. We're also talking about the flood of illegal aliens that are coming into America. The number of border jumpers has doubled since the gangs have started talking about granting amnesty to the illegals. They all want to come here now to cash in on the food stamps, the welfare, the free legal, the free medical. You get it. You get it? That's what's going to happen. Yet Schumer says we're very close to an immigration deal. very close to an immigration deal. Graham, on the other side, says the immigration law will pass the Senate. That's because they're all in on it. They could care less what you think. These are some of the topics that are bothering us right now in the Savage Nation. White House, no evidence of changes in North Korea's military posture. In fact, it's getting so bad that China itself has moved troops to the border with North Korea. Now, I trust the Chinese so much that I wrote a novel about them and their secret cells in America called A Time for War. Although it looks to us like China is mobilizing troops and jets near the North Korean border to constrain Kim Jong-un, if I were in charge of the military, I wouldn't assume so. I would assume that perhaps the Chinese are moving troops and jets near the North Korean border to bolster the North Korean military, to foster the North Korean military, should anything horrible happen, rather than to constrain them. At least that's the plan I would have in place. Niall Gardner, Telegraph UK, writes, Barack Obama believes all Americans should make sacrifices except himself. President Obama's image machine by the Associated Press, controlling the narrative while limiting media access. A photo of the Obamas hugging that was released on Election Day 2012 has become the world's most popular tweet on Twitter. A dressed-up version of Barack Obama's State of the Union speech, packed with charts and graphs, is huge on YouTube. A playful picture of the president cavorting with a three-year-old in a Spider-Man costume is a favorite online. It's all courtesy of the Obama image machine, serving up a stream of words, images, and videos that invariably cast the president as commanding, compassionate, and on the ball. In this world, Obama's family is always photogenic. First dog Bo is always well-behaved, and the vegetables in the South Lawn kitchen garden always seem succulent. That's, of course, she doesn't eat the vegetables. She just grows them for the Stalinist press. She is the queen of the fries, as you well know, every time she's actually seen eating. But we wouldn't... Hush, hush, my darling. We're not supposed to say that. Hush, hush, my darling. 855-400-7282. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer: Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance. Right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $17 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-294-6051. That's 1-800-294-6051. Call 1-800-294-6051.
Whoa, you almost hit that car. What's wrong with your eyes? They're red and tearing. How can you see?
Oh, these contact lenses, they're irritating my eyes. Allergies too, and my vision isn't clear. I just can't stop rubbing them.
You know, maybe it's time for LASIK vision correction. Remember how Eric raved about his LASIK results? He had Dr. William Ellis resolve his vision problems.
Dr. Ellis is recognized as a LASIK pioneer and has personally performed over 60,000 procedures. He's Stanford trained, and you couldn't ask for a more experienced LASIK doctor. You may be able to eliminate your glasses and contacts. For a limited time, Ellis Eye has the greatest LASIK offer ever. You only pay full price for high-definition LASIK on your first eye, and the second eye is free, and financing is available. For a free LASIK consultation, call 1-877-933-3315. Put yourself in the skilled and caring hands of Dr. Ellis. Call 1-877-933-3315.
If you simply start taking Social Security benefits at face value, you could be leaving tens of thousands of dollars on the table. But if you knew a few little-known strategies, you could earn tens of thousands of dollars, even as much as $100,000 more in Social Security income. And if you earn more in Social Security income, you wouldn't be depleting your other retirement accounts, leaving you with the ability to do all of the things you ever dreamed of in retirement, or to pass along more of your wealth to the people you love. Take the first step and get a copy of a free report, The Social Security Decision, from the Integrated Wealth Consultants. This report is free, so you've got nothing to lose. Learn how you can generate as much as $100,000 more in Social Security income. Call to get your free report right now at 415-233-7137. 415-233-7137. That's 415-233-7137.
If you're being audited by the IRS or state, you may not know that you have a serious problem. Auditors are more relentless than ever in demanding taxes that you might not owe. You need a tax attorney who's aggressive, accessible, and experienced.
I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. My tax law firm, Moskowitz LLP, has a proven track record in representing people involved in an audit. Our team of tax attorneys and CPAs have been resolving tax problems for over 30 years, and we will vigorously defend you and your business. In an audit, you're going up against an authority that's expertly trained to investigate, collect, and prosecute. Call Moskowitz LLP instead of the government.
Nothing replaces real experience when dealing with the IRS or state. Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. 888-TAX-DEAL.
If talk radio came with a warning label, listen before it does. On the only conservative station in the Bay Area, Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
The Savage Nation, welcome back to the program. Yeah, look, I'm in the media. That's obvious. I'm in the radio side of the media. And I look at television, the internet, I look at all the other outlets that are available to you, the American people, or to me, right? You start to say, is radio still relevant? Because if you start to think, well, maybe it's a thing of the past, you'd be wrong. A new study came out saying that AM and FM radio captures one-fifth of all media usage. That's pretty big. 14 different media measured by USA Touchpoints. Radio ranks second in share of daily media minutes among 14 different media measurements. Only television captures more time spent with media. So AM and FM radio and radio station streaming accounts for 19% of media minutes among 18 to 64-year-olds. This is not that technical. So in other words, you may hear radios this, radios that. Radio is still very powerful, which is nice to know. Share of daily media minutes, adults 18 to 64, radio 19%, internet 15%, TV 44%. But I'd like to know what the crossover is rather than segmented out there. I mean, how many crossover and are watching something while listening? How many of you are watching television while listening to the Savage Nation tuning in and out? I mean, I wonder. Let's go to the callers. This is something we can do better than anybody. What I do with you as a talk show host, you cannot do on the internet, you can't do on television, which makes this medium more relevant than television and the internet. And that's because we're filling a need that used to exist in a certain way with letters to the editor. I used to write them myself 20 years ago. I'd spend days composing a letter to the New York Times. And if one of them got published out of 10, I would post it on my wall like, wow, am I smart.
You know, ooh, boy, the New York Times. There are people in New York City, for example, or any city in the country, they sit for days thinking about a clever line to write to the editor. And then they get published. Wow, the guy walks around with a halo to the country club, to the church. He got a halo on his head. Why, there goes Bob. He was published in the Des Moines Register. Really? What did he write? Oh, he wrote a letter to that they published. Well, talk radio is the same thing, only you don't have to sit and wait to get on the, you know, get it published. If it's good, you'll get through the screener, that's all. We're continuing to talk about moochers in America with a focus on the welfare frauds, the disability fraudsters, and, of course, the immigrant fraudsters, who are sacred cows to both parties. Have you heard a negative statement about an immigrant in any way from any of the Gang of Eight? How is it possible that of the 30 million illegal aliens, they're all such sterling individuals? How is that? Is that statistically possible? In other words, in every population, there's the good, bad, and the ugly, right? So you would assume that of the 30 million illegal aliens in the United States of America, some of them would be acknowledged to be criminals, some of them would be acknowledged to be rapists, some would be drunk drivers, some would be child molesters. Have you heard those words ever applied to the word immigrant in the last, what, since Obama's regime took power? No. They're all bending over backwards as though they're all sterling individuals coming here simply to work for the American dream, which is a total lie. You know, I ask myself the question. Sometimes I get agitated. I start to get mad. And sometimes I look around and I say, everywhere I turn, I see corruption. The solar contracts, the fake solar contracts, the corrupt defense contractors. Everywhere I turn, I see corruption. Everywhere I turn, I see bums sitting around wherever I go. Healthy young people singing prayers and hymns on Easter Sunday, coming from a rehab center. Who's paying for all of this? Healthy, strapping young people, swimming, enjoying themselves, getting social workers to talk to them, sitting in group sessions while I'm sweating my you-know-whats off, trying to prepare a show. Who's paying for all of this? You are, you Schmendrick. You are. That's why your taxes are 65% of your gross. Who else do you think is paying the bills? Obama? So you ask yourself, how long could this go on? The answer is it can't. We're broke already, so they keep printing money. There's no essence to the society. Where is the money coming from, you may ask? It's not. They're just printing it. So how does it end? Nobody knows. It just goes round and round. The wheel goes round and round, and nobody knows when it ends or how it ends. And yet, here's the funny part. Here's the paradox. Big homes are selling like crazy around America. The bigger the house, the bigger the price, the faster it's selling. 50 million, 100 million in New York, 80 million, 130 million. Where is the money coming from? So you have to ask yourself, how does this go on? How does it end? And you say, well, it's all corrupt. Then your mind starts to wander, and then you hear the echoes of the communists. The communists say, capitalism itself is corrupt. Money is the root of all evil. The system is corrupt. The system, the capitalist system, is what is wrong. Say, all right, let's run that theory by ourselves for a while. So let's go to the other side. Let's look at Cuba. Well, that wasn't corrupt, was it? Instead of the system being corrupt, the leaders were absolute gangsters. And what, the people did better where there was no official corruption? They did better? They hooker out their daughters in Cuba for soda. They send their daughters down to the tourist district to get a. They make $20 a month in Cuba, in the clean socialist state of Cuba. They hook off their daughters because they can't take care of the daughter. When Maya Lansky, who killed and murdered as vicious and as evil as he was, and collected all of his money from the most heinous crimes, finally got all of his eggs in one basket, he piled it all into Cuba. He went down there to Batista, the corrupt dictator of Cuba, where, you know, it was hookers and gambling and drugs were wide open. That's why the American people went down there for vacations. They wanted to have a good time. So nevertheless, Lansky opens up the Nacional Hotel. He spends his whole fortune that he stole from everybody, killed, murdered, bludgeoned, opens the Nacional Hotel, and about 2 years later, Castro takes over, Fidel and his murderous brother Raul, and they steal a hotel from the gang, the Lansky Gang of Murder Incorporated. So Lansky was philosophical about it years later. The gangster says, I was a criminal, and the Castros were bigger criminals than I was, and they had an army. So they stole it from me. So that tells you the story. That's all you need to know. The rest is nothing. The rest is an addendum to what I just told you. Whoever has the power takes it.
Whoever has more power takes more from you. You are worth nothing to this society. The average American doesn't have a voice in anything. You're nothing. You're a mote in the mire. You're nothing. You're a bug. To the politician, you're a bug. That's why they. That's why a guy like Schumer can say we have a deal on immigration. We have a deal. The Gang of Eight has a deal. So where's the participatory democracy? And we have a deal. Who does he have a deal with? The other gangsters? So where does that leave you? Leaves you wondering what you can do. And it comes back, really, this is semi-religious what I'm going to tell you, is tend your own garden. At the end of the day, you can go out of your mind worrying about all these things. Sometimes I say to myself, you're going to drive yourself crazy if you keep looking at this. And so what's the alternative? Well, some days I don't do it.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
They're raiding banks in Europe right now and stealing savings, all right? I see both stocks in the dollar are teetering at artificial highs. Of course, they could rise higher on hopes and paper dreams. Meanwhile, gold and silver, they're at bargain prices. Well, what are you going to do? Savage says buy gold low and sell stocks high and ignore stock market cheerleaders. But before you do anything, I want you to call my trusted friends at Swiss America. Ask for the Savage Simple Truth CD. It's free. This confidential interview has information, facts, figures, and a simple strategy from Swiss America Chairman Craig Smith that is so controversial, my network refused to air it. Well, you can hear it by calling 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUY-COIN and request the Savage Simple Truth CD. It's free. Craig has a real gift for boiling down confusing economic news into the simple truth, which you need right now before the next crisis and panic attack launches this year. Do it now. Call 800-289-2646. What do you got to lose? Call 800-BUY-COIN.
Good evening. I'm Carolyn Burns, Hot Talk 560 KSFO. Here's what's happening around the Bay Area. An 18-year-old sociology major at Cal Poly San Luis Obispo has been found dead in the Santa Barbara surf. Authorities said Giselle Ayala of Santa Rosa was found by a jogger early Saturday in the water near UC Santa Barbara. Ayala was last seen late Friday by her friends who had traveled with her to Santa Barbara for a spring break party. KSFO traffic. Right now, we do have reports on the San Mateo Bridge westbound at the high rise. Looks like there is a stalled vehicle. It's blocking the slow lane. CHP is on their way. KSFO weather, clear and breezy tonight, lows in the 40s. Tomorrow, clear skies, windy conditions, some wind gusts up to 25 to 30 miles per hour, highs from the mid-60s to the mid-70s. With the news and the views you won't hear anywhere else, I'm Carolyn Burns, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Do you have high cholesterol or a family history of heart disease? Did you know cholesterol medications may not stop you from having a heart attack? That's exactly what science is telling us now. In fact, 50% of those who have had heart attacks actually have normal cholesterol levels. Since the most common cause of high cholesterol and heart disease is genetic, the most powerful solution is the right diet based on your own DNA. It's called the Perfect Gene Diet, and it's based on clinical research, sports medicine, and nutritional science. The Perfect Gene Diet uses cutting-edge genetic testing to produce a personalized nutrition and exercise plan based on your own genetics. For more information and to get your free copy of the book, The Perfect Gene Diet, go to theperfectgenediet.com. That's perfectgenediet.com. Supplies are limited, so go now for this special free book offer. perfectgenediet.com.
40 days and 40 nights might have been fine for Noah, but not when it comes to getting a home loan. Don't get taken for a long boat ride by some big bank when you could fund your loan in a matter of days at Crestline Funding. Hi, I'm Scott Brown, president of Crestline Funding. Not only will we get your loan done fast, we'll do it for no cost. No points, no fees with a 2.75% fixed rate and APR. That's right, no points, no fees with a 2.75% rate and APR. Crestline Funding is a local lender that's funded billions of dollars of loans to California families just like you. And right now, you can get a no-cost fixed-rate loan at just 2.75% rate and APR. Don't miss the boat on this great offer that can save you thousands over the life of your loan. Call Crestline Funding today at 800-299-9400. 800-299-9400. 800-299-9400. Crestline Funding, your friend in the mortgage business.
Based on $417,000 loan amount. Owner-occupied, 75% LTV with impound. 10-year term. Not all applicants will qualify. DRE number 01190897. NMLS 1978.
1-800-878-3738.
Hi, Tom Baudet. You know, Motel 6 is making impossible bucket lists possible. Have you always dreamed of doing a triathlon, climbing a mountain, or cycling across America? Well, if any of those are on your bucket list, Motel 6 can help make them more possible, if not less painful. We have over 1,100 locations in North America, all saving you more for what you travel for, like a good massage and some salve. I'm Tom Baudet for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you.
With over a million products, Grainger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands. Like GE, Grainger is America's largest industrial distributor of GE lighting products, including LEDs, which use up to 80% less energy. The brands you want, the products you need, the good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. So call, visit a branch, or click Grainger.com/GE Lighting today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
On the next morning show, immigration, gun control, and how liberalism has become the new state religion. 5 to 9 a.m. KSFO.
If you listen to the shows of mine over the years, you know sometimes I'll veer into straight out goofing around, comedy, dogs, restaurants. You know I do that because otherwise I go insane. I could not take it. Today I can take it. Today I can take it pretty good because I can tell you something. There's no end to this. The corruption under Obama has magnified. It's metastasized at a rate I've never seen in my life under any other president. The corruption is rampant. Every bum on the bottom thinks he can get away with anything now because he sees what they're doing at the top. If he sees a bum in the White House, a grifter like that, getting away with what he's getting away with, taking vacations while speaking out of the left side of his mouth about how, oh, we need to tighten our belts, but Michelle and I are going off on a ski vacation. See you soon. It looks like Batista. Looks like a dictatorship to the average person. Then they see a guy like the hedge fund crook, buys an apartment for $135 million, pays a $666 million fine to the Security Exchange Commission, then goes buys a painting for $150 million. The guy on the bottom says if he could pay a $660 million fine and spit at it and pick his teeth with a toothpick, that the $660 means that much to him, buy a house the next day in the Hamptons for $120 million or $50 or $80. They say, I'll take what I could get. You can go to hell. That's all. If they can steal at the top on Wall Street with impunity, if Obama can fob off contracts to his grifters with fake solar contracts and nothing happens, I'll take what I could get on the bottom. So it's, you know, I would say that corruption corrupts and absolute corruption corrupts absolutely. It's a little change of the Lord Acton job. Corruption corrupts, and absolute corruption corrupts absolutely. It's a little change. You haven't heard that one yet. The geniuses in the radio business haven't altered it. We've all done the others, which is, you know, power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely. Lord Acton was right. But I'll be Lord Savage. And in fact, if this keeps up by tomorrow, I'll be Lord Buckley himself. Remember Lord Buckley? I just launched into a little comedic moment here. Some of you may know who Lord Buckley. He was incredible. The great comedian Lord Buckley. He had me captivated as a 17-year-old. What a voice that man had. So what would you like to talk about? The bums? The grifters? Oh, here's a nice soundbite for you if you haven't felt bad enough yet. You look at the stories. It's horrid. I mean, how much can you take in the oncology ward? Now, here's Senator Jeff Flake talking about we don't need a sealed border. We do not need a sealed border. Here is a man sworn to uphold the Constitution who, if I were in charge, I'd have him arrested and tried for crimes against humanity. Listen to clip two.
I was in both the Yuma sector last week and the Tucson sector, and there is a difference. In the Yuma sector, people still get through, but our Border Patrol and other agents have a reasonable expectation of catching them. That's probably the best explanation of what operational control means. You'll never stop everyone from coming through, and you have a lot of commerce, legal commerce, that happens at the border
commerce.
As well.
Yeah.
So when people talk about having a sealed border, we don't need a sealed border. We need a secure border. That's what we have in Yuma.
That's what's
We're
called
just
double
quite a ways from that.
And notice how he covered himself when he said, if you have a lot of commerce, he said legal commerce. He meant was a lot of illegal commerce, which is why Bill Clinton opened the borders to Mexican trucks. Duh. I mean, big six superhighways where you need no inspection with semis coming out of Mexico. Duh. What are they delivering? A yucca? They're delivering agave to Chicago, New York, and points north. Duh. Yeah, sure there's a lot of commerce. That's all. What can I tell you? What's next?
What's next? And there's no end to it. This is the time for you to call the show, but you can't get in because we're all jammed out, which is interesting because at this point in the night, sometimes calls have died off. Now they're getting, you know, more and more hectic than ever. There's so many other good stories that I'll get to, you know, later and tomorrow. I hope you'll stay tuned and tune in every night on your local station at this time. Let's go to Tennessee. Zach, go ahead, please.
Yes, sir. Hi, Dr. Savage. Thanks for taking my call. As a Muslim for all my life, I've been in this country for 30 years. I've been telling stop practicing the religion because it is violent religion. This is the only religion in the world that if you leave the religion, your punishment is death. The only religion in the world, and that's violence. So take it.
If you leave Islam, they kill you?
They'll kill you. This is in the Quran. They call it murtad. If you murtad.
Oh, it can't be in the Quran because the head of the CIA and the president, the head of virtually every agency has told us it's a religion of peace. You must be making that up.
No, I'm not. If you leave the religion, your punishment is death.
Wow, that's very tolerant of the Bible.
That's violent. And the only
So are you still a practicing Muslim?
Excuse me?
Are you still practicing the religion?
No, I stopped since last time I was in mosque. I was here like 28 years ago.
So, but what if they find out you don't practice anymore? Is that punishable by some type of...
No, as long as you just keep that you're Muslim, that's...
Oh, as long as you don't become a Christian or, God forbid, a Jew.
No, if you become Christian or Jew, that's even worse. But if you...
Well, that's very, very modern of them to...
Yeah.
That's a very modern religion in that regard, yeah.
The only religion...
How come every other religion doesn't care if you become a Jew, becomes a Buddhist?
Exactly, that's my point.
A Jew becomes a this, a Jews for Chaim Yankel, Jews for meatloaf. I mean, I never saw anything like it. No one cares what they do.
The Muslim religion. That's their goal.
Well, it shows you maybe there's a little room for a little tolerance somewhere along the way.
No.
All right. Jews for borscht. And whatever you want, no one cares. There's no central, you know, commandment. Are you kidding? They don't care if you leave. Jews for polar bears. Jews for elephants. You know what I'm saying. In other words, you could leave a religion. No one cares. Your business. Freedom of religion means that you're free to do what you want. I guess that's the way it should work. You understand? You know, there is a big thing going on in the country right now, which is paradoxical here. The states are robbing us in taxation. California, for example, is the most thieving state in the country. 15%, Governor Brown, 15% of top earners they take out of your state taxes. The return of state surpluses could point to more growth to come. Revenues are rising so rapidly in so many states, they don't know what to do with the money. Instead of giving it back and cutting taxes, the gangs that run the states are spending it on health care. You getting for that? They're holding it in abeyance for more health care spending, which is one of the greatest rackets in the history of the world. North Dakota, enjoying an energy and agricultural boom. Take a guess what they're projecting in a surplus in North Dakota. $1.6 billion over a two-year cycle. Texas, under Governor Perry, is projecting an $8.8 billion surplus in state revenues over its current two-year budget cycle. Everywhere but the basket case of California, because it was ripped off by the illegal alien lobbies who have raped the state of California. They've raped it with false claims. You cannot believe it. The schools are a wreck. A wreck. California, which is robbing the people who earn any money in the state, instead of giving the money back or cutting taxes back to 5%, God forbid, they're taking all of the money and they're putting it aside for upcoming pension obligations, which is a topic I'm going to talk about one day. The gangs, the union gangs. You talk about gangs, my God. Organized crime never had it as good as the pension gangs. You've never seen anything like the unfunded pension debts of various and sundry states. You've never seen anything like it. The very same people who say there's no money for potholes. I'd write an email after email. I'd say to them, you know, you have money for pensions, but not for potholes. And then they would say bad things about Michael Savage, that he's a troublemaker.
1-855-400-7282. When I come back, it's your show. I'll take all your calls. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
It's Michael Savage. You know me. You know I don't mince words. Sure, people may not always agree with me, but it's hard to not agree with being prepared for natural disasters, blackouts, extreme weather, and even unemployment. Look, people, you can't always avoid emergencies, but you can do what I do. Go to wisefoodstorage.com. Wisefoodstorage.com. Wisefoodstorage.com has an amazing variety of individually wrapped meals that anyone can prepare in minutes, even children, with just a little water. And best of all, they taste great now, and they'll continue to taste great for 25 years. So visit wisefoodstorage.com/savage to get a free sample and access to our exclusive Michael Savage offers. That's wisefoodstorage.com/savage. For a limited time, enter the promo code SAVAGE, and you will get free shipping. That's wisefoodstorage.com/savage. Or call them, 855-FOODWISE, 855-FOODWISE, 855-FOODWISE. Don't be caught unprepared. Be ready with wisefoodstorage.com right now.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you needed for your small business for free? Like a building for free, a company car for free, your business website built for free? The cost to have your website professionally built can be thousands of dollars. But for a limited time, the experts at Web.com will build your website on one of the domains that define the Internet, .com and .net, powered by VeriSign, absolutely free. And that's not all. Web.com will promote your new website in all the major search engines, like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now to get your new site up and running in as little as 7 days, free. Call 1-800-828-8995. That's 1-800-828-8995. 1-800-828-8995. Or go to web.com/radio.
150 million people suffer from headaches. All you want is for the pounding in your head to stop. Migralax stops the pounding. Migralax was developed by a neurologist and founder of the New York Headache Center.
I'm neurologist Dr. Alex Milescop. After studying and researching the human brain for 25 years, I've developed Migralax, which eliminates pounding headaches. It works for my patients, and I'm so convinced it will work for you, I don't just guarantee it, I put my name on it.
Dr. Milescop's Migralax gets rid of headaches fast without harsh caffeine, sodium, or preservatives.
Migralax works unbelievably fast, and it's gentle on my stomach.
Find out how to get your free bottle of Migralax. Call 800-851-2572. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 callers, you'll also receive the Migralax Quick Tips to Headache Relief absolutely free. That's 800-851-2572. Or go to Migralex.com, M-I-G-R-A-L-E-X.com. Or call 800-851-2572.
If you can't pay your taxes, you have valuable rights and options, but those rights and options also come with expiration dates, and it would be a tragedy if you missed them and had to pay taxes that you could have legally avoided. Let us exercise your rights for you. Let us represent you in getting the government to return money that they've seized or that you've given them if you legally qualify. Avoid the government seizing your or your spouse's income and assets or going to your customers demanding your money. Legally avoid paying at all, or just pay part of what you owe, or pay only in monthly installments if you qualify. We can represent you in a special government hearing or with the court if you exercise your rights, but only if you do so within the time prescribed by law. I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz with over 30 years of tax experience. Call me at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-T-A-X-D-E-A-L. 888-TAX-DEAL.
Hey folks, Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. We're thrilled to have helped over 125,000 homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP, the government's home affordable refinance program. But there are millions more of you who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. And now Quicken Loans has made getting HARPed even easier with our amazing Get HARP tool right on our homepage. Log on to quickenloans.com and click on the Get HARP tool. Simply give us some basic information and how you'd like us to contact you via phone or email. email, and we'll let you know if you're eligible for HARP within 1 hour. Listen closely. If your current home loan is higher than 3.99%, or if your home has lost value and you're underwater, we may be able to help you get HARPed and start saving with a lower rate. Log on to quickenloans.com today and click on the Get HARP tool and find out if you're eligible. The Quicken Loans Get HARP tool. It's one more way we're engineered to amaze.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Mark Levin and Michael Savage, back to back. Weekdays beginning at 3 on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
You know, as I said to you, what is it called in a department store when they know a certain amount of pilferage will occur? Whatever it is, they know that, let's say, 5% of their tally is going to be gone from shoplifting. They know they can't ever stop all of the shoplifting, so they calculate it as part of their expenses, right? So I said, all right, so a capitalist society has a certain degree of graft and corruption, and that's part of the price of doing business in a capitalist society, whatever the percentage may be. I would say under Obama, it's reached an astronomical proportion, which is why we're bankrupt. He certainly didn't start it. No one ever accused him of starting it, but he may be the one who finishes it. I would say the level of graft and corruption in America is as high today as it's ever been, if not higher. I don't know, maybe it was as high after the Civil War. I know that there were wild swings of corruption after the Civil War. One of our presidents was almost indicted for corruption. I think it was Grant himself who was caught in these scandals. So we have had corrupt presidents before, and the country has kind of, you know, survived it. But I would say that the level of graft and corruption today is as high as it's ever been, percentage-wise, proportionate to the overall economy, if not greater. Separate topic. But in a way, just thinking out loud now, it's a talk show, in a way tied to the North Korea threat. In a way, ladies and gentlemen of the Savage Nation, if this were a seminar, a graduate seminar in geopolitical thought, in geopolitical thinking, in Aristotelian logic, and we were applying our thinking caps, or thinking rather, to the situation in North Korea, I would be speaking with you in this way if it were in a university setting. Moreover, if you were in the Defense Department or the CIA, you would think that we'd have people who think this way, with war games, with thought games, with your games, with my games, with his games, all aboard. It's all a game. You see, it's all a game. Or is it all a game? And when does the game end and when does reality begin? Well, I'll tell you, when you see guys coming back from Afghanistan and Iraq without legs, I would say they know it's not a game. Yeah, maybe it's old women who are pushing this forward so their cronies can make money with various and sundry contracts. But you see, it's no longer a game to the guy who comes home and he has children who are crying because daddy no longer has a pair of legs. He's hopping around on titanium feet. See, it ceases to be a game at that point. And, of course, then there's the game of the body bag that comes home. And then the somber, you know, rigid faces that you see on the news when they are heroes. I love the very people who are undermining the country day and night like the rats they are, like the lice they are, like the unbelievable boll weevils that they are, Wolf Blitzer and his cohorts. Then once in a while they run a flag and they do heroes, American heroes, with the somber faces. And they run out that night to a mojito, whatever they drink. I don't know what they drink, a green tea mojito. So here I am. You know, I'm very angry tonight. I'm controlling it. I'm enraged, actually. I'm so enraged, I'm beyond enraged. I'm beyond being enraged. And why am I enraged? And why am I controlling my... What am I enraged about? What am I, an American citizen, enraged about? I'm enraged that we have a president who at a time like this has no shame, no dignity to return to the White House, to sit there in the Oval Office like a president should, calm America, threaten North Korea, telling him not to get out of line, it will squash him like a piece of tofu left on a Chinatown floor. Whatever he has to say will crush you with a boot. Or you want to talk in nice terms, talk in nice terms. Instead, he's out there raising money. It makes me actually physically ill to think that we have such incompetence, corruption, greed, graft. I don't even have the right word for it. I have a number of words. Well, I can't use certain words on a family program. But in America, there doesn't seem to be any party that represents the people. Instead, we have two gangs called Republicans and Democrats. But to make matters worse, the moochers in both parties put together a gang, no different than the Crips and the Bloods, in my opinion, called the Gang of Eight. Just think about the irony of a group of senators referring to themselves cleverly as the Gang of Eight, saying, we're very, very close to an immigration deal. Is everything a deal to these gangsters in this Gang of Eight? Where do you think there is support for immigration reform in this country, other than amongst those who benefit from it financially? If you were to ask the American people themselves, would they say, yes, we want more immigrants? Yes, we want a furtherance of a diminution of our borders and our language and our culture? We want the moochers in both parties to blow open the country to 30 million illegal aliens, primarily from Mexico. Are you crazy? How do you feel about that? How do you feel about the state-run media in the United States of America constantly covering up for radical Islam and constantly debasing Christianity in the United States of America? I don't think you feel very well about that. So what's the point of calling me at 855-400-SAVAGE to tell me I'm wrong? Some of you are so twisted in your thinking. Some of you are so drugged out of your mind on liberalism. And liberalism is a drug. Liberalism is the worst medication that is being circulated in the United States of America. The drug of liberalism has so twisted your mind that you probably think I'm worse than the man who shot his own father and yelled, Hail to Allah. That's how twisted your mind is. That's your government at work. And here we have a group of gangsters called the Gang of Eight trying to bring in more of them into the country. I'll say it like it is. Because if I can't speak the plain truth here on the radio, there's no point in my doing the show. If I can't speak the truth that I know is going on out there, if I can't tell you what I see to be true, there's no point in my getting on the radio. I may as well just disappear into the woodwork and never be heard from again. And you can watch all the ha-ha shows if you want. You can watch all of the nice boys and girls on television who don't give you the news, but they give you state-run media. I give you the news, views, and reviews here on the Savage Nation. The phone number is 855-400-7282 if you care to join the conversation. Joey, thanks for calling us this night on the Savage Nation. What's on your mind?
Well, growing up in Brooklyn, New York, I grew up in Crown Heights, Brooklyn, filled with hateful black Muslim converts who would preach against about how bad the white man treated them out of one side of the mouth while attacking me verbally on site or physically attacking any white person that happens to cross their path. And having a president like Obama, I feel like my whole childhood is reliving itself again, only now.
Well, how do you link Obama to the aggressive individuals that you met in your youth in Brooklyn?
Well, for example, when Obama first became president, his mouthpiece, Eric Holder, who is the attorney for the president, who speaks on behalf of the president, after we just elected a black president, looks at us and says, "You're a nation of race cowards." I'm looking at the TV and I'm thinking, we just voted for...
These are people who got where they are using this kind of tactic their entire life, and it worked for them, hasn't it? After all, Eric Holder's attorney general and Obama's president, so hasn't race baiting worked for them?
Yes, it most definitely
has. Right, and hasn't affirmative action worked very well for them?
It's worked great for...
Are you telling me that Eric Holder is the most distinguished lawyer in America? Are you telling me the wise Latina, whatever her name is, Sotomayor, is the most brilliant jurist they could have found in America? Are you telling me that creature from the Black Lagoon, whatever her name is, the other one that Obama appointed, is the most brilliant woman lawyer in America? Are you crazy? This is a result of affirmative action and, of course, communism.
Yes, and the basic...
Well, what's the point of talking? You know, I was on an airplane. I talked to the two pilots coming out, and both of them, I think one of them was a Vietnam vet. He said to me, you know, I didn't fight communism to have a communist in the White House. And he said that out of the blue. He said, my father didn't fight communism in Korea to have the communists take over America. If you think that most of America is gulled by Charles Schumer and the Associated Press, you're mistaken. Most America knows what's going on in this country, by the way.
Sad that not too many people have woken up and smelt the coffee and the joke.
Well, I don't know about smell the coffee. How about smelling the hatred and the divisiveness, and the Marxism. I'll use the words that apply. I don't need approval from the Associated Press to use words that are applicable on the Savage Nation. I can tell you this. There are an awful lot of people who know what's going on in this country, and they're not going to roll over to these people. They're just not going to roll over to them. They know who they are. They know Obama's a liar and a thief, and I use the word very, very cautiously. He's a thief because the man takes one vacation after another, as does Mrs. Obama, as do the girls, while so many Americans are starving and looking for work. That's thievery. Do you know that Bush stopped playing golf during the Iraq war because it didn't look good? Do you know that Barack Obama and Michelle Obama believes all Americans should make sacrifices except themselves? Do you know that? Do you have any idea what this man is spending? Do you have any idea that he doesn't care? Do you have any idea that he is a liar and a thief? Because that's how I see it. And I'm sick of it. I can't mince words anymore. No, he's not a nice guy. He has an image machine unlike any ever seen in the United States of America. It's never been seen before that he can do anything and be presented as a person that he isn't.
Savage.